Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No, you're pretty good.
All right. That's good.
Hold on.
Sorry. It's the pre-show.
Right.
How's everybody doing today?
I don't even rush now.
Well, you always look good, Sal.
Sunny day like this?
He looks good today.
Gotta be happy.
Oh, you're right. Your mic's not on there, right?
Hold on, Rob. There you go.
I got the shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, you got it at Eddie Bauer?
Yeah, free shipping.
Really? Free shipping? I think L.L. Bean has that, too, though.
Yeah, but why would you want that shipped?
You don't start Friday's show with a fight, is that?
No. I just want to start Friday's show with a nod to Joe Ardinger.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Man, ACDC.
A very nice
man.
Out of control hour
ACDC
of radio. Before we came in. That rocked.
It did.
Let's see. Larry.
Oh, yes.
You're fired. If you're listening.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
This poor guy. You know, here's the deal with these producers that they are bringing in for me to meet with.
Right.
These guys and gals from around America, with many of them with impeccable credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like this guy. I won't mention his last name or the market that he broadcasts in currently. Mm-hmm. He works. It's a big market. Dude, if you're listening right now, I mean, I don't know if you could get it from my body language.
I got it from your body language.
Is this how you will be notifying all candidates that they are no longer in the running?
I believe so.
You're giving a little American Idol flavor to it.
Except for those who I've already eliminated. There were some that the station, in other cities, they said, we're flying in this guy, we're flying in this guy, and this woman. And then I did some checking, and I said, why even waste the time flying these people in here?
Well, you save the company money by saying cancel the ticket.
That's right. But this guy was already on his way. You know what? We should start the show. Then I can tell you how it went with Larry.
I have one other question.
Yeah.
Is Kwame still in the running?
Yes, he is, but they're working on the Jessica Simpson concert.
I know. I hope that goes well.
The red-haired boy, is he still in?
Yeah, he's fine. You know, and incidentally, if John Paul Retard from American Idol does get voted out, I would hire him on the spot to be our next producer.
Absolutely, no matter what. I mean, no qualifications required.
Brilliant. On the spot. All right, that's it. I'm set. I'm ready.
Good.
Let's rock and roll.
Sure.
Mike.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You forgot your catchphrase.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, I'm sorry. You can call Don and Mike.
I know you would.
From anywhere in America.
Take a buzz.
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Can't we start over again?
No, because that's the beauty of you, Mike.
Jesus.
I knew it. Let's welcome some friends.
Hi, Julia.
Get her out. Rob, take her away from them.
You find daycare.
They're on an Easter egg hunt, Mike. Oh, that's not an Easter egg, Julia.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of faith and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Big Easter at my house this year.
Really?
All brown eggs.
I thought you had the rule no colored eggs.
Everybody bring them in. Everybody. You're all welcome.
Oh, my God.
Have some ham. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Interview and Back Adjustment.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. Starring in Conjunctiva.
Conjunctiva.
San Geronimo and Broadway's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, hey.
Hello. I need the music here. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode.
Hello
on this Friday.
Hey now.
Too late on that one.
Yeah,
Mike.
I know. I'm trying to make up for it.
Friday 0409-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Yeah, you remember your cue.
Friday.
I should by now.
April 9.
You've been doing it for a year.
Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, you can call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., here on our flagship station, WJFK 202-432-1067.
Pino.
Let's see. Before we talk about the interview with the guy, on the way to work today. I want to tell you why I am a man and I am a civilized man. I don't walk on all fours. I walk upright.
That's right.
I have self-control. However, today,
yes,
that was tested.
I was going to second that. You do have self-control. No one, in my estimation, has greater control than you do. You and I do, together.
Yes, together.
I mean,
I think
if there's one thing that people who analyze both of us find common ground in, it is that we are both men who...
We'd rather think...
Control themselves.
Think things through. You know, think of all possibilities before coming to a decision.
And really, the entire way both of us... we are men of different tastes, different lifestyles, everything. However, the one common thread is control, and above all, and related to the control, patience.
And my man, of course, who I have to thank, as always, all greatness to God, but also my man, Ben Zen.
Yes.
You know, the janitor here, Ben, who's very into Zen Buddhism, who helps me center and relax myself before every show.
Well, some of us refer to him as the Dolly Benja.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. ZB, mm-hmm. Zen Ben.
Right.
Anyway, here's the deal. This is why I have great restraint. I didn't kill somebody today.
Very good.
And trust me, for just a nanosecond, it crossed my mind. Here's the situation. And it's nothing out of the ordinary. I'm driving to work. It's a nice enough day. It's sunny. It's like 65.
Beautiful.
I'm on a two-lane road where the speed limit's 45. Everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Cars are slowing down a little bit in front of me, but I don't mind. And then I notice, as I get a little closer to the reason people are slowing down a little bit, it's a woman who's running on the side of the road. Now, normally I'd have... You know, no problem with this.
A jogger?
Yeah, you're jogging. But because she's out on a main road, because there's all these little subdivisions that pepper this road. Mm-hmm. So she obviously lives in one of these... What was that, Rob? What happened?
Courtney Love threw a mic stand.
I didn't see anything.
Did you just knock something over?
The cart rack, the rolling cart rack that has all the tapes on it, got tangled in this mic cord, and it knocked over this Shure SM7. So
there you go, getting all technical on our ass. It was a microphone.
It was a microphone.
You know, microphone.
Rob gave the cutest little inhale when he said that, because it was just knocked over the Shure FM7.
You know, it's maybe the first time Mike has ever said anything about me was cute.
Not when he's drunk.
That's true. Well, that is normally beautiful.
That's when I'm kissing everybody.
So it's a woman that's running.
So what? You're in back of her. How many cars are you in back of?
No, I can see her. I'm about three car lengths behind her, and she's on the my side of the road, the right side of the road. And she's jogging. Now, here's what just pisses me off and sets me off.
Mm-hmm.
She's a stereotype. She's a cliche, and she's annoying. Let me describe her to you.
The body type.
Apparently, she's quite fanatical about the exercise. Mm-hmm. She's a slim woman. She appears to be a soccer mom. Mm-hmm. She has on, jogging pants, a kind of nylon jogging pants. Here's where she loses me. Mm-hmm. She's got the sweatshirt tied around her waist, because it's one of those days.
It's your standard look.
And she's got that big Kathy Lee Gifford visor on.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Kathy Lee sometimes will wear that visor?
Right.
And she has those big, gigantic Jack Kent Cook sunglasses on. And she's power walking. So as she's walking along the road, it's almost like, here's how I can describe it. You ever been to a football game or seen a football game on TV, and they'll show people in the stands, and they've got these little puppets, and you put your fingers up at these puppets, and it's got the football player's head, mm-hmm. but if you pull the strings inside, the puppet, like, pretends
right.
that he punches.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like
doing the power walk, almost like your Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yes. Yeah, and there was a Malcolm in the Middle about this a couple of years ago, where the dad figured out that he was a really good power walk.
I saw that episode.
Right. So this woman is walking. You know, first off, you're walking in a ridiculous... It looks like you have cerebral palsy. You're walking down the road like this, twitching and everything, and she just has that attitude.
You have to be careful when you talk about that. She might very well have had cerebral palsy.
Well, then she shouldn't be on the road, because the road is not for cripples. Okay? Either way... Thank you, Rob. Either way, I'm sure she didn't have cerebral palsy.
So what could possibly have annoyed you so much about a woman?
Oh, here's what annoyed me is that she's the cliche. She is
suburban.
But was she delaying you in some way?
Not really. A little bit. You know, like 5 miles an hour, people would slow to get by her. Yeah. But it was just...
What's she taking her half out of the middle? What's going on?
No, she was way off on the side of the road. People were slowing down out of convenience.
Was she pretty? Is that why they were slowing down?
No.
Was it the show, the spectacle she was creating?
Yes, and it just said to me...
Was she power walking in the wrong spot? Was she somewhere she shouldn't have been?
No, she could have been doing this. No. Listen, if I had driven into a suburban neighborhood and she was doing it, I would be pissed. She gives so many women a bad rap. This is why I hate women, I think, with the exception of my charming wife.
Of course.
This could be one of the reasons that I think generally I hate women.
Well, there you go. Now you've just given all the misogynist theories out there. You've given them credence. Well, why'd you finally have to come out and admit it? I mean, why don't you just let the truth be known and without said?
Okay. Well, Mike, it's
or whatever
out
I just mentioned.
It's out there now. I'm a woman hater.
How many years have we been called misogynists on this show?
And now
you finally admit it.
And I always thought it meant that we were good with our fingers.
No, not at all.
Misogynist? No. Now you tell me it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Well, anyway, it was the fact that here was a woman who symbolizes everything. When you say to somebody, we're going to move to the suburbs, and you say to somebody, we're going to move not only the suburbs, but we're going to move to the whitest suburbs in the world, where all of the women will be perfectly manicured and will go out with their Calvin Klein or Yves Saint Laurent, whatever goddamn designer visor it is that she had on, with her $300 shoes, and I knew they were expensive running shoes, and her outfit, and of course, it's too warm to wear the sweatshirt.
Was she wearing the spandex underneath the shorts?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that look. There you go.
And so she's got the sweatshirt tied off around her waist. She's got the thing on, the visor on. She's got her hair coming out of a ponytail in the back. And while she's power walking, I realize that she's also talking into a headset.
Of course.
Yes, she's on the telephone at the same time. Listen.
Multitasking.
Listen, bitch, go home and wash the kitchen floor. Really? It was just a buzz.
Yeah.
It was a brief moment.
Yeah.
It passed. It's passed again now.
No, you saw this woman and she really set you off.
Well, you know what it is? It is exactly what the suburbs are.
Yeah, and you're right.
That's why I love this man, Buzz. Yeah. I will tell you right now what he's doing.
I hate this.
He's articulating things that probably, you know, 1,000 people that drove by here said the same thing.
But you told me you're not mad. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe she works. Maybe she's a doctor. Maybe she does something really important, like work with retarded kids, you know, and incidentally, good luck on that one. But let's say that she has some charitable job where she's doing something great for people.
It doesn't matter to you, does it?
I'll even give her that. No, it's the fact that she's wearing all of the junk and she's out there and she's got her arms going back and forth. And
men do it too.
Yeah, but the thing is, a guy would never be.
No, a guy would be on a bicycle that would be.
That wouldn't take it that far.
A guy
probably
would be Don. Now, wait a minute. We've discussed this before. You will admit that the lady doing the power walking is the same as those male cyclists you see taking their half out of the middle on the weekend with the outfits on. The guys that think they're all Lance Armstrong.
Yes, I agree. It was just a woman. It happened to be a woman today, and I was just thinking, now here's another woman. Here's what her day must be like.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, darling. What are you doing? Well, I'm going off to my job as I do every day. What are you doing? Well, let me see. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Then I think I'm going to put on my cute outfit, and I'm going to go out. I'm going to do the most retarded power walking where I look like John Paul Lewis.
Well, I talk to my other suburban housewife friends.
Yeah, and I'm going to be talking to Missy on the telephone at the same time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and where's my Calvin Klein visor?
Mindy.
Jesus. Mindy Muffy,
whatever her name is.
You were only in her, you shared her space for so brief a time, but did you get the vibe that she was power walking to better herself or power walking to be seen power walking?
No, and I also was instantly able to surmise this.
Yeah.
She was power walking.
Good for you.
She was power walking.
To annoy you.
No, she was power walking to keep her man. She was one of those girls. She's dreadfully afraid.
Oh, okay.
Dreadfully afraid. You know, she must be like right on the cusp of hitting the wall.
Right.
And she's one of those broads that rather than just let life happen and think you're going to turn out okay, she's going to get all anorexic looking and Skeletor herself out.
So you're slamming her for taking care of herself? Is that what it is or what?
I guess if that's the way you want to paint it. I was just...
Oh, just playing a little devil's advocate there.
I just saw her today.
Just do it in front of you. Right?
It just set me off. It was just like, oh, you know what? Girls like you, women like you.
See, you have to move further out to the country.
No. I like where I live. I like where I live.
You like there. You're part of that. You live in that.
Yeah, but no, I don't live exactly in that.
You live in that area with all those people that do that. You got to come out. You know what the women do out where I live? They eat chicken.
Well, that's good.
They eat chicken. I've been eating chicken. And you know what? In the morning when that lady's power walking, these the women out where I live are eating chicken from the night before.
I'll tell you this, though. I'll tell you this. In all of that, at least I did look at her and I did say, well, thank God my wife is not like that. I mean, you know, she's got her moments, too, mm-hmm. obviously.
Right?
You know,
right?
Botox, bathroom, everything else, sure. But at least she's not out there doing her stupid power walking with her talking on her phone and taking up a lane of traffic. And, oh, look at me. I'm so busy. I wonder if I'm going to make it home in time to watch the Food Network today. And don't forget book club this afternoon. La, 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 la. Hello, Kathy. Look at me. I'm walking on Route 123.
Right.
There's a man in a big SUV, and he looks like he's going somewhere important. He must be a man going to work. How silly he is. Why wasn't he born a woman? Then he could live my life.
You know what you are? You have a syndrome. You know, you have a syndrome that I have a name for this that I'm going to trademark.
Really?
Yes, you're a schizoburban. You are a schizoburban. It comes from living in the suburbs. Look at you getting your deep breath and stuff like that. It comes from living in the suburbs for too long and being exposed to this type of person for too long.
Yeah.
All these things, not just this.
Although,
it's the people in traffic. It's everything.
Although I do have to say,
you're a schizoburban.
I do have to say, I don't have I ever mentioned the stick lady.
No.
The lady who lives in my neighborhood?
I don't think so.
No. I have to say something's happened with the stick lady.
What's the stick lady?
Okay, yeah. there's a lady.
Well, who's the stick lady?
There's a lady who lives in my neighborhood a couple of blocks away, mm-hmm. and she walks her dogs. And as it turns out, she walks her dogs down, and we live off the beaten path a little bit. She walks her dogs down our street and up an accompanying street, and I can't tell you how many times I'm coming home from work, and I see the speed limit's 25.
Right.
I'm doing 30. Right? Because they're little kids. I know the neighborhood. There's little kids. But without fail, this, and I used to call her the stick bitch. Because for the longest time, I'd come running by and I'd have my windows up and the radio on, but I see her going, hey, slow, slow, slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. And she would walk. She always walks with a stick.
A walking stick?
Mm. But no, like a branch off a tree.
Oh, just like kind of like dragging it. Like
so she's got her mutts out there with her. And like 3 nights a week I come home and I get this from the stick lady. And I've never gotten into it with her. At one point I actually thought about stopping the car and saying, listen, I was only going 30. I looked at the speedometer. I know that there are small children on our street. I watch out for it. You know, and as a matter of fact, to be totally honest with you, lady, you live like 8 blocks away. Yeah. Why don't you walk in your own neighborhood? But I don't ever say that to her.
Mm-hmm. But you wanted to.
Yeah, but I have to say, to be totally honest, that last night when I was driving home, I made the turn to go on the street, by my house, and there was the stick lady.
The stick lady.
And I made the turn, and I was going like maybe 35,
mm-hmm.
and you know what she did? She looked up, and she waved, and she smiled at me.
Huh.
You smiled
at me. You won over the stick lady,
she
and with that, you jerked the wheel to the right, taking her and her two dogs to the happy hunting ground.
No, I don't know. You're getting me all wrong.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything.
No, I mean me.
What?
I'm presenting this all wrong.
What are you presenting? Are you okay?
I don't like meeting with people right before the show.
So let me tell you something. I walked in. We've been back at work, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
Is it 2 weeks? I came in today. I thought something. I went and I said.
Today's a week.
Today a week?
Yeah.
Today was a week. And the rest of the week was another week.
No, I walked in the office today. I said, hey, what's up? And I was ready for you to say, you know, I just came from the doctor and he found a lump.
No.
Because you look down today, and it's meeting with that guy.
And I'm really in a fantastic mood. I think if I hadn't met with
I know how you gave me a look though when I came in. You did. You looked at my shoes immediately when I came in, and your look to me. Let me see if I get this right. Here's the vibe,
Mike.
With you.
You're all right.
Here's the vibe. Wait, here's the vibe. Even though I'm not connected, okay, and I don't, and he doesn't want me to be connected, but I still get the vibe of, you know, hey, Mister, on the golf course. How was it today when I had to sit down with the dink that I didn't want to sit down with?
No, listen, and when we get the right dink, that's when you're going to be brought in.
I understand. But what it was today, even though you don't need me involved in this process right now, was, even though you don't need me, nor do you want me in the process right now at this stage of the game, it still was, even though you want to do it, you didn't dig doing it today.
Here's the thing.
He put you in a bad mood.
Here's the thing. It's all political. This guy today, was not my choice. He was a company choice. He was somebody the company said, God, I hope he's not listening. Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad for him. Learn something about radio, my friend. He wasn't really my first choice. He was not even my second choice or my third choice.
You were humoring the powers that be by granting an interview.
They scheduled the interview,
right?
Because you know you got to interview
an audience.
You got to interview a lot of people, and if you find some, and he had some good qualifications.
Yeah,
I think if I hadn't just met with this guy and frankly wanted to throw him out the window, that I probably would have come in today, and I still would have been pissed about the lady jogging, but I. Perhaps would have presented it in a more lighthearted way, just to say how much I hate how the suburbs are.
Did you feel good when the lady smiled and waved at you after all the?
It
feel kind of satisfying though? Because told you like, wasn't it nice to get a wave? Like now you're an okay guy.
You're accepted.
And you know what? I didn't return it.
Ah, good.
I didn't return.
Did you smile?
All right.
No, I didn't.
Will you next time?
I may.
There you go.
Does the stick lady have any producing experience?
So this guy said, oh, hold on. Suburban bitches I see on the screen.
Huh.
Chris in Buffalo, WBUF. Chris.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, what's up?
Nathan, I've spent a lot of time in the communities you're talking about, and I like to refer to all these women that you're talking about as... They live in a different world than we do. They live in happy bitch land. Where everything's pink and fuzzy and disgusting. And there's bunnies hopping around everywhere.
There's bunnies. Hey, that's a good Friday call there.
You kind of tapped into exactly what I should have said.
And there's bunnies.
Welcome, friends.
And, and use the bad grammar, too, because it works. It's funny. And there's bunnies everywhere.
Yeah, it's funnier.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Chris. Are you there, Chris?
Hello,
what
are
you doing? Yeah, Chris.
Hey, man, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
I've got my own version of stick lady.
All right.
But it's a guy. I live right next to Mike O'Mara's restaurant in Manassas. I drive through the neighborhood. I'm 19 years old.
You know what that means for you? That means property values going up.
Yes.
And let me just mention.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
What's good, Mike?
The Rack of Lamb. I recommend that.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, all new.
I guess it's been.
You'll lick the plate. But I mean, that area, that's like a commercial area, sir. I mean, I guess there are lots of houses around there, too, right?
Well, I live near the parkway, closer to the parkway.
Okay, all right.
So, I'm driving through the neighborhood, and it's a nice neighborhood, but I'm 19, I'm living with my parents. I've got a...
loser!
Hey.
All right, get to the point. Come on, hurry up.
So the guy literally yells at me every day to slow down, but I'm doing 26 miles per hour.
You know, I have experienced people in neighborhoods, I know, and you know what? The stick lady might be like this. They live to tell people to slow down.
That's right.
That's their whole purpose. It's not really that they're upset. They just are waiting for a car to come along so you can go, hey,
they slow
down.
Love that.
And I've always wanted to stop her to say, listen, honey, you really don't even live in my neighborhood. She lives 2 miles away.
She probably waited for you. If she did it a bunch of times, it would be like, hey, come on. It's her little power trip.
Well, my problem is not with the stick lady.
No.
My problem was with the power walker.
Understood.
Which was really fueled by Larry. Larry, that's his name. Yeah. That's all I'll say his first name.
I feel so empty inside that I didn't get a chance to at least see Larry. You know,
you missed
Chris,
it.
Chris, so what happened with you and the stick guy?
Well, now it becomes a big whole thing. Every time I drive through the neighborhood, I've got an exhaust on my car. I'll rev it as soon as I pass his house. It's 2:00 in the morning. I make sure my music's up loud. One time I was driving in the car with my mom, and I flicked them off.
There you go.
Well, so I went to one of the...
All right, well, thanks, loser.
Learning to be a citizen.
Hey, he gets a free meal when he's 21.
And you know what? It speaks well to have that in your neighborhood, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
He should get one of those exhaust whistles. Have you seen those?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're nice.
Well, you know, the rage out there now.
Hey, Mom!
You know, so what, the Honda Civic with the exhaust the size of a train tunnel?
I find it rather right.
There it is. So this fellow that came in today.
Finally.
Oh, we finally mentioned Rice.
Yeah, he's been waiting to do that for a long time.
The guy that came in today, and I don't even know if he's listening now. He came in and he wasn't right, and I knew it right away, but I was trying to humor him along, and as it turns out, the guy didn't, I mean, he has a pretty good media history, but he doesn't know anything about our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was, you had made it clear as crystal yesterday that you wanted somebody who at least
had one day of listening to this show under his belt.
Yeah, well, he had not. I guess this is probably going to be the first time he's ever listened to the show. Now, on his way to the train station.
It's fine, isn't it?
Larry, I hope you like the show. Too bad you'll never work here, but good luck to you, Larry.
But he put you, Larry put you in a bit of a mood.
Well, Rob was in there.
Yeah.
Rob, and listen, I used Rob as the great cushion. I said to Rob, I'm going to be in with this guy. I said, come in after I'm in like 15 minutes. And if you come in and I tell you to get lost, that means it's going okay. Then I want to talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. I said, but if you come in the room and I tell you to sit down,
right,
that means I want you to get him out of here.
as
soon as Rob came by the door, I said, Rob, come in!
I've never gotten such a welcome.
Really?
Sit down, please. Have a seat!
I could not have been any more transparent.
Right.
You know, like, hey, have a seat. Rob can probably tell you a lot more about how things go along
What was the total time frame of the interview?
Just with me and him? 20 excruciating minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then like 10 more, right, with you there, Robbie?
Yeah.
About 10 more minutes?
Wow. And you welcomed me in for the last five, so.
Yeah.
So you got to look at him, too?
That's right. Buzz was there, too. Buzz Buzz came up for his meeting, and the guy wasn't figuring out that, like, his people kept coming in for the meetings.
Welcome. Come on in. Everybody, join us.
I wasn't telling all these people to leave.
Right. Sure.
I was saying, come on in. This is Buzz. This is Larry.
You know, now sometimes, because I don't want anybody who's going out on a job interview to think that this necessarily is always a bad omen, because quite often, if you're interviewing somebody and you like them, you will bring the other principles of the operation in to say, hey, I want you to meet this.
Yeah. Right.
That wasn't the case this time. Do you think maybe he misread the situation?
I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know how he got up here for the interview today. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. He just sat there. And it seems to me, you know, and again, this is just me,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to be on a job interview, if you don't have a new suit to wear, well, at least press the suit you got.
A little wrinkled, a little rumpled?
Yeah, well, a little looked like he slept in a suitcase.
Really?
But, you know, I even overlooked that at first, because, you know, look at me, I'm not a travel source. I'm just wearing nice clothes because I'm meeting this guy today.
Yes.
Right? So then we sit down, and then there was the problem with the eye contact, and I asked him what I thought were some... generic questions about, you know, like I said, what's your favorite radio station of all time?
What's your sign?
You know, you ask a radio guy that, and he said he had an answer. He said K-Rock, Los Angeles, KROQ. I said, oh, great station. What do you like about them? And he said, well, they're real good, and, you know, the DJs are good, and
you're looking for a radio file. You want a guy like
good.
You. You want a guy that knows the business.
At least a guy who knows something about radio,
yeah.
Right? For God's sakes. Hey, Joe.
Were you like the people on The Apprentice last night?
Joe. Yeah, you
just
know...
Just grilling him?
Joe, I really was going easy on him. I didn't have the Easy Bake Oven turned up way past like 150. I wasn't giving him the super grill job.
But there's he's like a little bee in your bonnet. Something that you just didn't click.
He is.
That's what it's all about.
It does. And frankly, what this was right now was his final test. So I'll tell him now, Larry, without question... You're a good guy. You're fired.
You know what's going to be amazing with this process, that you bring in somebody that you really love, and you sit down and you do the interview, and you're enamored of this guy. And then, of course, phase two comes where you...
Or girl, Mike.
Or girl. Right. And you bring in, you bring me in after the point. And, of course, Don knows the way this will work. And he's very nice to let me in on the decision process, where I will walk in, and inside of 30 seconds, I just say, if I look down and I say, hey, nice to meet you. This is going to be a great thing. Or the other thing is, within 5 seconds, I'll come in and I'll go, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
And then just turn around and walk out of the
office. That makes it clear.
That's the way the process is going to work.
Larry,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Larry, the final test here for you today, well, and I'm speaking to him now directly.
Uh-huh.
The final test for you today was, while I'm talking to you about on the radio, talking about you on the radio, it would have been a perfect opportunity, if you really wanted the job, you would have called the station, said, let me get through on the air with these guys.
Right, right, right.
So I kind of explained that to him. He had a hard time understanding the concept. He said... Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand the concept where what is reality is not, and what is not is reality, whatever that type of thing we do here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said to him...
Our lives are open books.
Right. I said to him, the show is kind of everything that happens on the air and off the air. He went, okay, I tell you, and then just for future reference, Larry.
We're the original reality programmers.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, the last question I asked, and this is where I knew that he was a stone cold just a rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a bead, he's a pebble, he's nothing. I say to the guy, let's say that you're the producer of this show. Who would you pull as a guest today? If you could pull anybody, who would you pull? And he thought about it for a second. And I said, don't look at the newspaper or anything. And I said, take your time. Just tell me, who would you pull? Because you got the whole freaking world to choose from. You know what his answer was?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
And then he
not
said,
acceptable, Mr. Spicoli.
And then he said, maybe somebody from one of the hot new reality shows.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, in my head, this is what I'm thinking. You mean one of the new hot reality shows, dumbass, like The Swan, or like The Next Top Model, or perhaps Forever Eden, or Average Joe 2, Adam, or what about American Idol? You ever heard of that one? And last night on Survivor, did you know Lex got kicked off Survivor? And did you know that Lex got kicked off by the old bitch who sold him out, just like Boston Rob? I didn't say that to him, though. Yeah. I just sat
there. That's probably good. Is Lex the guy that's in love with what's her name?
Amber? No, that's Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Why do they call him Boston? Is he from Boston?
Mike, because he's from Boston. He wears
what's that accent he's got?
He wears your beloved Red Sox
hat. I know he wears
hat.
The Red Sox hat, but he sounds like he's from the Bayou. And he was in the band Boston.
Yeah, so last night on Survivor, this was so great. That there's the tattooed guy, Lex, right? And what happened?
Lex got screwed?
Yeah, here's what happened last week. Boston Rob comes to Lex and says, dude, you really got to help me save my girlfriend, Amber.
Yeah, because Amber went from one tribe to the other. She was the only outsider that was a member of the whatever the tribe was.
So Lex says, okay, you know, we're pals. I'll do this for
you. And he kind of did work for him. He lobbied his tribe to keep her and vote Jerry out.
So then last night,
see, I missed it last night.
Okay, last night they give out two immunity bracelets or
right.
necklaces.
Right.
Boston Rob wins one.
Okay.
And one of the old bags wins one. And it's Boston Rob talking to Lex. And Boston Rob says, well, I got some news for you that I've gotten together with the five other people, and we're all voting you out. And Lex says, we're friends. I kept Amber because of this. And Boston Rob says, hey, I'm sorry.
How did Lex get over on the other tribe?
They merged. Last night, everybody merged. Everybody merged.
Okay.
So.
Oh, God.
So,
that's Survivor, man.
Oh, hold on. So Boston Rob says this is the guy Lex. And this guy Lex is just pissed. And he says, you know, I thought we were friends. Get out of here. Now, the old broad who won the immunity necklace, they got her on camera crying. And she says, I can't believe Boston Rob. This means more to me than $1 million. Friendship means more than $1 million. I'm going to give Lex my immunity. And she hugs him, and he says, no, don't do this. And she says, no, I'm going to do this for you because there's more to this than money. You mean so much to me.
Can they give their immunity away?
Yes, they can.
Wow.
So, now you go to tribal council, and they say, and they're doing all the talk with what happened this week. They go to Boston Rob. They say, do you want to give up your immunity? And he goes, nope. And then they go to Lex, and they go to the old broad who's got the immunity, who's promised him the immunity. And he says to her, hey, old bag. What are you going to do? And she says, I've decided I will stay in the game and I will play. And you see this guy, Lex.
And Lex is totally screwed.
Lex has been screwed by Amber, by Boston Rob.
Wow.
And now by...
Well, how did Amber screw him?
By this old broad.
Because Amber voted him out, right?
Yeah, because Amber... They were all in on it.
Oh, wow.
They're all in on it. Although Amber did get a couple of votes.
That's amazing because, I mean... Boston Rob, that's exactly the reason that they were going to merge, and he's going to cover Lex's ass.
He totally lied to him. He sold him out last night.
That's low down.
That's why that's a good show.
That is a great show.
That's why that's the best last 10 minutes of television.
And so the old broad's there, and Lex is gone.
Lex is gone.
Lex was a good guy.
Lex and all of his tattoos and everything. He's out of there. And that old broad.
I wouldn't want to be Boston Rob or Amber for the next week.
They'll be all right.
No, they're going to break him up.
I don't know because there's still the dumb farmer left, Big Tom.
I like Big Tom.
There's the guy with
the mountain man with the big beard.
Rupert.
Right.
Rupert. And then you have, as always, the sassy sister.
Yeah.
And she's in good shape.
She's cute.
And then Amber and I don't know. Anyway, that was it. And the guy that was in today to be our producer didn't know anything about that. So,
no word.
So that's it. That's it. All right. Well, I got that out of my system. Thanks.
You feel better now?
I got another interview on Monday. Hopefully, it'll go better.
Do you feel better now is my question.
Do I feel better? Yeah, I feel great.
Good.
Okay. I feel great now.
Larry and the jogging lady are gone, and the stick lady likes you. So you can move forward.
Thank you very much. Although that lady, that power walking lady, mm-hmm. Listen, there is something to be said for them. Not as hot now, but there is something to be said for them. There's something wrong about that.
Well, yeah, I know.
Just giving out like the wrong impression of America. That's not what we're about.
Well, in the old days when women would just, churn butter and bake.
Well, and what was wrong with that, Mike?
Nothing, not one little bit.
What was wrong with that? Oh, and
they'd all look like Aunt B.
You know, it's just
by the time they were 40.
Yeah, what's wrong with America? I'm going to call out Regis again. I know we're late. Give me 30 seconds. I can do this. I'm watching the Regis and Kelly Lee show today, as I'm often want to do.
Right.
And he's holding up the newspaper with all the stuff. And you ever check out how long Regis's fingernails are?
Yes. Regis has old man. Unkempt fingernails. Fingernails that you know, for some reason at a certain age,
yeah.
It looks like a corpse.
And, you know, they do enough close-ups with, like, they hold up stuff. Someone should tell him. Either bite him or...
Here you go. Take a look at that.
Get him cut down.
I think it's worse than unkempt. I think it's manicured. And he says, leave them long.
You know, also has gross fingernails?
Oh.
In the Pulp Fiction, when Christopher Walken holds up the watch.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Little man.
Nasty fingernail.
Remember where he hit it.
Dad.
Yeah, very, very straight.
Yeah, that's right where he hit it. Yeah.
So Regis is holding up the newspapers and he's, whatever, you know, look, the Yankees won or whatever. And look, here are the girls from The Apprentice. Then he holds up the picture that has the three Chinese people that are being held over in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And
Japanese, I think. Right?
Japanese, well, mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, right. And all of our Marines surrounding one of our guys that's dead.
Yes.
And Regis holds this up for a second and says, did you see this? And says, look at these poor people being held and our Marines. And he says, every day I read this, I don't know. So, Peppa, on the show today, yeah, you jack... Yeah, yeah. Listen, yeah. Regis
thing, I don't know. What do you mean, Regis?
Regis, grow a set.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Regis, you're 80 years old. Go ahead.
Nobody cares.
People are not going to not watch the Regis and Kelly show because you come out and say that you're feeling a little iffy about the war. Check the polls, dude.
Speak up.
It's like 70% of Americans are now wondering what we're doing over there. You know, and that's all he's doing is saying what most people are saying. But he doesn't have the guts to say it.
Right.
Just doesn't have the guts to say it. You got to have guts. Listen, that lady today, I really wouldn't have killed her, but she pissed me off doing that on the side.
Even with immunity?
Even with immunity.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Total immunity, no one would ever know.
Well, then she'd be dead. She'd be dead. But she'd have company, because I'd kill Larry, too.
There you go.
I'd kill Larry, the guy that wanted to be our producer.
Kill Larry first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Repeatedly. Over and over. I do it like a la CSI.
There you go.
I pull out a hammer.
Oh, man.
I was a powerful CSI last night, Jack. I was mighty. Oh, God.
It.
There's the hammer alert.
I'm sorry. That was not on purpose.
Click, click, click.
That was so not on purpose. We'll be back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Well, I guess I don't have to do the segment now where I read you some of the resumes for people that were not considered qualified enough to even fly in for an interview for the open producer job on this show.
Well, you never know. You read resumes, you might not get any other ones.
But there are some funny things that people write. Again, leaving the markets out.
Right.
All these are major markets. Uh-huh. The guy writes, the position of producer for the Don and Mike Show fits my experience. Let me see. And then he goes on to write some of his best moments in radio.
Oh, good.
And he writes the following. 20 straight hours producing 9/11 coverage for local Clear Channel programs. Uh-huh. The added challenge was my wedding was September 15th. So much for an easy work week. Also, I'm very proud that I was the first to confirm and announce the suicide of Mark Barton following his Atlanta shooting rampage.
Wow.
Now, if you're going...
I'd be proud of that.
For a job,
yeah.
Would you send that out?
I don't know.
I don't know. Here's another one. And again, just to rub me the wrong way, guy writes the letter. He has a good radio background, but I turned him down just on based on this letter.
Okay.
Being an operations guy, I'm certain you have a bunch of issues on your plate besides finding a producer. I can do it. I can do it well. Please know that I know Sam Corvallis, but I choose not to use him as a reference. Okay, you know who that is?
Who?
That was my my wife's college boyfriend, the guy from Jacksonville, Florida.
Really?
That's an right odd away.
That's another Pleatness cape.
So you write that there, and you know what that is? You're out of the running, pal.
Bingo, baby.
then you've got a couple of other ones. Guys, this is actually...
I feel like we're going through contestants.
Oh, and technically we are.
This is a sweet one. I love the Don and Mike show. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think my background would be a good match. Although my producing experience is zero, my skills in listening to the radio will make me an excellent addition to the Don and Mike team.
Thank you so much for the kind words.
Yes. No thanks.
A good listener.
No thanks.
Very, very kind.
And then you got this guy. Let me see. I'd like to be considered for producer of the Don and Mike show. I have years of radio and production, and then he's a producer of a show that I've never heard of, but it's on in a major market for 10 years. I know what it takes to deliver a strong, winning talk show product. And I won't name the show, but on this show, I am proud to tell you we have had... Oh, and he's in the state of Minnesota. I should tell you that.
Beautiful state.
The first name is, on our show we've had Governor Jesse Ventura.
That's very good. Hey, if you're in Minnesota, why not?
Pat Buchanan.
Whatever.
And recording artist Frankie Lane.
Frankie Lane, like the 80-year-old...
That would be like Frankie Lane and the Teenagers' Why Do Fools Fall in Love.
Wow.
No, not that Frankie Lane.
No, Frankie Lane, the guy that... The Western singer, Rawhide.
Mule Train and Rawhide, like his last
that
hit
guy?
Was like 53.
Right. Out!
We can get him?
Forget it.
Frankie Lane?
It's a really good booking if
anyway,
he's actually dead.
I was going to do a whole break just reading these bad resumes, but I wasted so much time on Larry. Here you go, Rob. Call all these people back.
Of course, here's a trivia question.
Yeah.
One of your favorite movies and my favorite movies, one of everybody's favorite comedies, Frankie Lane sang the theme to it. Rob knows it. Do you think you know it?
No idea.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Oh. He wore a blazing saddle.
See, I was going to guess High Anxiety.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles.
He got an Oscar nod for it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he didn't win, but he was nominated.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Today on the show, kids are giving away an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas.
Vegas!
With $500 spending cash.
Vegas!
Courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls. Streaming E-Films presents When Betty Calls. Don't miss the sneak preview, April 14.
Have we found out who Betty is yet?
Nope. Log on to when... Oh, yes, we have, Mike.
Cool.
It's Betty Ford.
Betty Ford.
Log on to whenbettycalls.com.
And really, we're not talking about Betty Ford, the person. We're talking about the center.
Yeah, oh, right,
so
yeah.
So really, it's a story all about rehab. When Betty Calls.
We'll give away the trip to Vegas in a couple of seconds.
In my case, every day.
Now... You're gonna see this on Entertainment Tonight. What do you got here, Rob? Oh. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the news.
There's Arnold music.
Yes.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're gonna see this tonight on Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. But remember, you heard it here first.
Very good.
This is too great. I dispute this story from many different angles, but I'll present it to you as it is.
Okay.
And ask for your input, and then we'll cut the story apart.
All right.
The headline is, Schwarzenegger Saves Life.
Oh,
now,
no. Here we go.
Arnold's on vacation. He's off the coast of Maui. He's somewhere in Honolulu, Hawaii, Maui, that area.
Right.
Okay? You know, the beautiful state. And he's in the water, swimming towards Maria Shriver. And... Now, the story reads, he was passed by a man who was having trouble swimming. So, as Arnold is swimming out, allegedly, to Maria, there's a guy he says is having problems. And
so, wait, he's passed or he passed?
He's passing him.
He passes a guy that's having difficulty swimming.
Right. Arnold's going to swim out further than this guy.
Because he's so strong.
Right. So, Arnold says...
Where's the man? Oh, my God.
Arnold says, are you okay? And the guy says no. So Arnold Schwarzenegger went back to shore, grabbed a boogie board, and he treaded. Now, here's the part that I don't believe. He treaded into 20-foot deep water. Picked the man, and I don't doubt that he went out on a boogie board and picked the guy up and put him on the board and swam with him to shore. But do you realize to be, even in Maui, to have the water be 20 feet deep, you got to be like, conservatively, a mile offshore.
It's like in the shipping lanes.
Right. Yeah.
20 feet of water.
And Arnold is saying that Maria was even further out than this guy, and he was going to swim further out than this guy when he happened to see this guy on his way.
The only thing I'm thinking of, it could be one of those drop-offs.
And?
Where if you're thinking that in 20 feet of water, you have to be far away from shore, that's not necessarily the case in Hawaii, because that's why they have those waves out there.
Well, Mike, still, come on. Do you really think
he
saved his life?
I'm not trying to be devil's advocate here.
Do you think he tried to save his life?
No,
do you really
of course
think,
not.
And do you know this?
But what they're saying is, see, they're putting 20 feet of water because they make it sound like 20 feet of water. You get a real drop-off in Hawaii. They're volcanic islands.
I don't buy it. And Access Hollywood, they're going to run the story tonight. They say that Arnold is such a great guy that after he got the boogie board and after he...
I'm good to save your life.
After he went out and he got the guy in this alleged 20-foot deep water, he brought him back and he sat with him for a second and then he instructed the guy to stay here and don't move for 30 minutes.
I'm an extremely accomplished lifesaver. I am not disputing that he didn't say, well, it's probably like completely embellished. But the whole 20 foot of water thing, I mean, you know, water's deep out in Hawaii. That's the way it goes.
You
swim out like an inch off the shore in Hawaii and goes, boom, it goes right down.
20 feet?
20 feet of water.
I mean, but 20, think about that. 20 feet is some deep ass water.
It is deep.
I mean, really.
And Maria was like halfway to California.
And she was passing.
California.
She's allegedly passing. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Are you calling about water?
No, I was calling because I wanted to win the trip to Vegas. But
we're not giving that away now, dummy. No, later. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The drop-off is pretty quick. I lived there for 3 years, but you do have to go out like at least 100 yards. Yeah, you know, to have the water be
all right, well, now, see, I just want to say...
I mean, nobody... If you're like at a resort, nobody goes out 100 yards.
I'm thinking it's a mile out. I'm not thinking 100 yards, which is just a football.
And then he hangs up.
I just have
no further questions. No, so we couldn't do anything. Well, no, the whole thing about Hawaii, the reason they have all those big, you know, the finest young surfers have shown up today.
Right.
The reason they do that...
Those guys are fags.
Bob Jungle, Duck Gerard. The reason they do that out there, and they have those giant, I mean, amazing waves, is because the water goes from nothing to, I mean, completely
depends
shallow.
On which side of the
it's
island,
like,
I think.
But what you are in Hawaii, all those islands are like tips of mountains.
Right.
That's what they are.
That's right.
All right, here's Blake. Hello, Blake. You ever go to Hawaii? You know anything about it?
Yeah, I just had my honeymoon there back in September and was on three different islands.
Yes.
And Maui, you only have to be, depending on where you are on the island, I'm guessing he's down probably to Grand Wailea. That's the real rich area. You can go out maybe 50 yards, and you're going to be in 20 to 30 feet of water.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
They throw that in there because it sounds really good.
All right, I stand corrected then.
He's not that far.
All right, then I stand corrected. Thank you. And one more thing. Blake?
Yes, sir.
That's a gay name.
But now getting back, if we can get over this whole thing about 20 feet. Do you understand what they're doing, though? They're using the 20 feet.
I understand.
To make it, you know, he must have been miles out to sea.
So I'm thinking, because that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. But what you're telling me is that...
They're using the 20 feet.
He could have been like 50 yards, 20 yards away.
Easily.
Hey, let me get this boogie board that could save the life.
It's just a total drop off. He didn't have that far of a swim.
All right, yeah.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, Arnold. Well, it says here, save the life.
Playing like when you see people walk out at the Maui resorts and they go straight under.
Hello, Mike?
Yo, this is Mike.
Mike?
Another gay name. Just wanted to...
Hey!
Yeah, hey. And yeah, hey. Anyway,
hey.
I think it's a fine name, Mike.
Yeah,
what can we do for you?
I just wanted to chime in, too, that 20 feet's not much. You can go on the Mississippi where I grew up, and you can walk out where it's 4 feet. Then go another 20 feet, and you're down a good 16 to 20 feet, too, with a
drop. All right.
You might be mighty careful in that
I would like it if Arnold vacationed at the Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi
next
River.
Year.
All right, well, let me go to
this
another.
This is great mud. Man, do I love playing in the mud.
I don't think there will be any controversy on this one.
I got a mouthful of pollution.
I'm speaking.
There's nothing quite like enjoying my California break in Mississippi on the river.
Mike, I know that... you know a lot about me, and I try to have an open book on the show, but there are some things I keep private.
Yes.
And I'm so glad now that two of my favorite things in the world
really
have come together.
What would that be?
If you were to ask me a few of my favorite things, uh-huh. Well, number one, of course, gospel music.
Yeah, I know you love gospel music, right?
And number two would be Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Finally, for the first time...
Oh, really? An album?
The two are merging. Deion Sanders will host the Dove Awards, which is the gospel music equivalent of the Grammy Award.
Amen.
And it just shows me that there is a God. You know, quite often right. I wonder...
Will Alanis Morissette be appearing?
I don't know. All I know is that it's two of my favorite... It's like you got peanut butter in my jar. Mm-hmm,
right.
Listen, you got Deion in my gospel. Deion
in gospel music.
You got gospel in my Deion. Hey, two great tastes that taste great together.
Makes you want to run out to that Deion Sanders gospel brunch.
So that's great. News. Here's news that's not so great,
mm-hmm.
but not as bad as the guy who kicked the dog, which I still think is funny from yesterday.
Right.
For the second time in 3 days, there's been a circus accident.
Oh, no.
At the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Oh, no.
Madison Square Garden. A daredevil was carried out yesterday on a stretcher.
I hope I can watch the Dove Awards in the paddle boat.
the daredevil, part of a thrilling trapeze trio... What happened was...
Will the circus be coming to Mississippi?
He was on one of those little platforms that they stand up.
Yes, for the trapeze.
Yeah, and I guess he just took his mind off what he was doing. And he took a header.
Oh, no.
He took a header.
Did he survive again?
Yeah, he survived again.
Same guy.
Different guy. Let me see. This guy didn't fall into concrete, though. This guy fell into a net.
Oh, he got the net.
After the guy fell into concrete the night before they put the
net. You got to know what you're doing to fall into that net, though. If you don't fall the right way, you can hurt yourself.
Narrow. He was attempting a new death-defying trick, carried off the garden floor as other performers distracted the near-capacity crowd.
Send him the clown.
Of 18,000 Hasidic Jews. So, you know, it was kids the day before. Now, hey, hello, Hasidic Jews. Please take your eyes off the man who's fallen on the ground. And look at all of the beautiful clowns getting out of the beautiful cars.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm back from vacation.
Hi, Arnold.
Look what I brought you.
What?
A bale of cotton. I got it from Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yes, very good. Hope you enjoy it.
Can you spell Mississippi?
Nine.
Nine.
Nine, Donka.
I am not surprised by this, but a lot of people are. Let me first say, a lot of people are Jimmy Buffett fans. There's a lot of parrot heads out there.
Yeah, I love the parrot heads.
And you know,
Rob, I do.
It's just Mike, because you live by the place.
Oh, that's right.
You live by the place where he has his concerts, right? And also,
not really.
Oh, what is this? Oh, for your restaurant.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, look around, cafe.
They are twice, three times a year visitors to the cafe, and they are probably our best customers.
Here's the deal:
they like to party.
Jimmy Buffett, you know, has Margaritaville. He's got the original place in Key West. He's got them franchised. And a lot of people like Jimmy Buffett because they perceive Jimmy Buffett as a guy who's not out to make a buck.
Down to earth.
That his perception, and it's a good rap, is that he's just a guy that gets high and drinks and sings songs that we all like. And look, he's so nice, he's even selling his T-shirts and everything.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, you can imagine there are a lot of places in America that are called Margaritaville that have nothing to do with Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
And there are equally a large amount of burger joints called Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Yeah, I know there's one down in Florida called Cheeburger.
Well, maybe that place in Chicago will sue them. However, Jimmy Buffett is suing every restaurant in America that has the name. For instance, he's already begun attacking the Margaritaville Cafes. They're in Delaware. Then you have at a place called Samantha's, she has something called the Margaritaville Patio. He's suing her. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Cheeseburgers in Paradise restaurants over 24 different restaurants. Either call part of the restaurant Cheeseburger in Paradise or have a room in the restaurant called Cheeseburger in Paradise. Jimmy Buffett is suing all of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Well, you know what I don't understand? What? I don't understand. He's had, his restaurant is called, the one in Key West that I ate at in December is called Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Right.
That's the name of his restaurant.
And the shop that I was just in last week is called Margaritaville in Key West.
And it's his, right?
That's the original.
It's his. I don't understand. You know, yeah, he's suing him. What the hell has he been waiting for?
I don't. Somebody must.
I mean, and is there a statute of limitations on that type of thing?
Somebody must have woke him up. Yeah. You know, it's, hey Jimmy, hey dude, look, like there's a million Margaritavilles.
You know, it's amazing that he's waited this long because you know what it's all about is did he come up with the name? And he did. He, I mean, that's yeah, that's his intellectual property.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Joe. Somebody jacked your restaurant.
But haven't these places been around for like decades?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems a little late.
Yes, I agree.
Going to be a little late.
Two more things, and then we got a break. We got the guy from Vegas coming on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Pastorelli, the guy from Murphy Brown, and the guy that was in the movie Eraser.
Robert passed away, right?
Yeah, that's right. He told his personal assistant that he gave himself vitamin B shots, but in fact, it was Mike. The Big H.
Hey, horse.
Yes.
Oh, man, the dragon.
That's right. It's an OD. Our friends at thesmokinggun.com. We say thank you to them. They sent over the document full of the exciting details that we can't read right now, but all the things that were wrong with this guy and all the stuff that he had in his system.
Man, I hate it when they say that's just like a heart attack or something.
However,
like
that. You'd be glad to know.
Think of premature death.
Our friends at Smoking Gun, how could they, and incidentally, how could they have come out and said that it was a heart attack? And nothing, they say, smokinggun.com, we love those guys. They always have the truth. They sent us a report today saying that he died with a syringe in his right arm.
Oh, wow.
And a spoon and a plastic bag with a white powder substance on the counter next to the sink where he cracked his head.
Oh, my God.
That's from smokinggun.com. That, they're great to send us.
So, obviously, he gave himself such an injection that he just passed out on the spot.
And last thing, there's a million things about Donald Trump, but this is the funniest one that I've seen. I know that he's got the credit card coming out soon.
How's he doing on his desire to trademark "You're Fired"?
I don't know, but I know that he's got the big buildings in New York that still have the billboards up that say "You're fired."
You're fired, right?
However,
I got a little insight on Donald Trump too.
Oh, really? What?
I heard a rumor. I don't know. I can't substantiate this, but I heard a rumor that he has bought hundreds of acres of land in West Virginia. Out near the racetrack.
Wait, Virginia?
I just heard a rumor about that.
Oh, what, for a sloth or something like that?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's casino time. Yeah.
I also heard that Arnold is going to vacation there.
Really?
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Anyway, hold on.
Don't sue me, Donald. It's just a rumor. I have no idea whether it's true.
Here's the Trump thing. So he's at Trump 29 Casino. This story does not even get covered in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so hot, he does so much now. They got a game in Atlantic City, maybe you've seen it, where you can play tic-tac-toe against a chicken.
I didn't know that.
Have you seen this?
No! Where is it?
I wish Vegas had that.
Mike, it was the
night... You play tic-tac-toe against a chicken?
The night that we were... what was that? Like a year ago, you and I went up to Atlantic City?
We went a year ago Thanksgiving.
Okay. After we parted company that night and you said, I'm going to go to some of the other places...
Yeah.
One of the places that I went to was Taj Mahal. And I saw in the arcade section, and it is old and dirty and scummy. Here's the deal. There's a chicken in a box.
Oh, man.
And the chicken goes over, and with the chicken's beak, he picks up a piece of corn or a jelly bean or something and puts it in either X or an O. And then once the chicken makes his first move, you're allowed to say, okay, if the chicken took upper left, you'd say, okay, I'll take the middle square.
Right.
But then they give the middle one to you. They give the chicken another jelly bean, and he runs around. Anyway, Donald Trump beat the chicken and won $250.
There you go.
Because it's one of those jackpot things. People think that they can beat the chicken in tic-tac-toe.
And they normally don't.
And the chicken, up until the time Donald Trump played him, had been undefeated for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Donald Trump walks up one time, says, sure, I'll play the chicken. What the hell, I'm Donald Trump.
I smell a rat.
And he wins.
I think it's fixed.
No, I don't think so, Mike.
You're falling in love with Donald Trump, aren't you?
He would make a great producer. He would be the best producer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That was his property that he went at, right?
It was his property.
Yeah, here comes Mr. Trump. You know, let's put the electric charge through the chicken's talon.
Yeah, but come on, still, even if he had to do it for publicity,
you think he just was lucky?
Even if it was set up. He's playing tic-tac-toe against the chicken.
Of course he is.
Okay, that's funny.
But what's funny, but the fact is he's not going to lose because that's just not what he does.
All right, maybe...
I'm Donald Trump. I beat the chicken. It's undefeated for 3 weeks. I can't lose.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe they drugged the chicken. Maybe they told the chicken they were going to turn him into an entree later.
Exactly.
I don't know what...
That was great. I beat the chicken. Now cook it for my dinner.
You're fired.
Some heavies pulled the chicken aside. It's in your best interest.
Suddenly, the chicken did not resemble a live creature.
Take a dive. Chicken. Lower left, chicken.
Here comes Donald Trump. We're going to have the chicken hit the mat.
Chicken. Block. Give him three in a row, chicken.
I got to see this in AC.
Here comes Trump. Put in the stupid chicken.
Hold on. Dean in Buffalo. Dean, do you have information about this?
Don, that chicken used to be in Chinatown on Mott Street for many years. And I think he bought it and moved it down there. It is controlled with electricity.
Oh, my God.
Even better. Even better. Fantastic.
Oh. It's controlled with electricity.
That's a yep. show.
You All have right. your answer. You're walking on air.
All right. Good call. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
We got a break. Oh, this guy from Vegas is going to be on a British reality show. We mentioned this yesterday. The guy seriously cashed in his house, his life savings. He has no money. All of his money he's putting on one spin of the roulette wheel tomorrow night.
My kind
of
guy.
For a British television show.
I'm going to meet this guy.
And he'll make his America radio debut, blah, 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 right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans... Okay. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Hi, baby Julia.
Hello.
Hi.
Goodbye. The Don and Mike Show.
That's funny how that worked out. See, we didn't know that the goodbye thing was going to happen. Come up after Julia said hello.
Hello.
Goodbye. Okay, on the phone now, we talked about this guy on the show yesterday. He's a British guy who sold everything. Clothes, house, everything.
Wow.
Everything he owns. He thought he was worth $200,000. As it turns out, he liquidated everything he had was worth about $180,000. And he is going to bet it all tomorrow night.
Wow.
On the British TV, on a Sky One show called Double or Nothing.
If he loses...
He loses.
He's out.
If he wins, he wins. Now, I'm pretty sure Sky TV, which is like Fox, that's the British Fox, they're not paying this guy. So they didn't say to him, incidentally, if you lose, we're going to give you the money.
Right.
So either he's feeling incredibly lucky or he's incredibly stupid or... well, Ashley...
Hello?
Hello, Ashley?
Hello?
I think I'm lucky as opposed to stupid.
Oh, I didn't know you could hear that. My apologies, sir.
So you believe you're lucky. And
what actually happened was originally I came up with the idea just to do this crazy bet, and it was just something I wanted to do. And I told my friend about it, and he got in contact with Sky, and Sky got into it quite a late stage. Originally I was just going to get one of my friends just to, you know, record it on a video camera. So it wasn't like it was a Sky idea. They came to me and offered to pay me. I mean, you know, it really wasn't like much it was going to happen, and they tagged along to
film. Ashley, I have to ask you now, for those people that don't know roulette has got a lot of numbers on it, and it's got black and it's got red, it's got odd, it's got even. Basically your 50-50 bets are red, black, odd, even. What are you betting on? What are you,
That's correct. I mean, what I'm doing is betting on either red or black. Now, there's 36 numbers, Half of them are red, half of them are black, but also there's a zero and a double zero, which is in the house's favour. So I've got a 47% chance of winning whether I pick red or black.
So you're going to be betting $180,000.
On red or black.
Double or nothing. But, wow, you got, I'll say this, you've got stones.
Have you decided whether it's going to be red or black yet?
I haven't picked at all. I mean, obviously, it's something which is sort of quite playing heavily on my mind.
You know, I'm a gambler, so I get into this. Are you gonna make the call when the wheels, when the ball's inside the wheel, when it's spinning?
Exactly. When that ball's going round, that's when I'm gonna call it.
I wish I could see this.
Now, for those of you listening to us in Las Vegas, you know, we have a semi-national coast-to-coast show, Ashley, and we're on in Las Vegas. If you want to go see Ashley, it's Sunday. He'll be at the Hard Rock Casino. Now, what time, Las Vegas time, will you be doing this, Ashley? Do you know?
From 11 o'clock onwards, they're sort of setting up all the cameras and getting everything ready. But I think it's going to be about 1 o'clock. The actual bet goes down. But if you want people to come down and get excited, and if they get down for 11, then, you know, they're pretty much in.
Now, when really you say that you liquidated, you sold your house, did you sell your car, you sell your clothes, did you sell everything?
I've sold absolutely everything I own, including my savings and my clothes, literally everything. So when I come to do the bet on Sunday, I'm even going to have a hired tuxedo, so I don't even own the shirt on my back. So it's literally absolutely everything.
I have to ask you, when you do this, if you do lose, do you have any type of contingency plan?
I really haven't thought about it, but, you know, my family and friends have been coming up to me and saying, look, don't worry if you do lose. You know, you can stay at mine.
I want him to win now.
Yeah. However, think about this. If he does pick the winning color, he's going to walk away with $360,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's doubling his nest egg.
Now, if you win, are you going to walk away? I mean, have you thought, are the people from Sky TV going to say to you, do you want to go again?
I don't think they would. I think it's the other way around. They wouldn't want me to. So, I'm very much just going to do this for once. I mean, I think...
But actually, that's a legitimate question that Don asked you, and I will ask it again. If you win, and they were to say to you, would you like to go double or nothing again, would you do it?
Listen, Ashley, let's say that the Sky TV doesn't even ask you. Let's just say you win, and you get a wild hair. Is there a chance that you'll say, I'm up 360... If I double that, I'm going to be up over 700,000. Let it roll.
Yeah, I mean, never say never. I mean, who knows? I might be feeling lucky.
Wow. That's a gambler.
That's cool.
I'd take 100 grand and put it.
Now, the TV people, Sky is not paying you, right?
That's correct.
But you've agreed that, now explain this to me. They're going to follow you around if you win or lose, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's another program which sort of follows sort of 4 weeks, 6 weeks later. You know, what happened next? What happened to my life?
Now, when will this air in Britain?
It's the program one's already gone out. Now, we're looking at doing the program two on Sunday to be a live program.
Ah.
It'll be 9 o'clock UK time. And then, obviously, we've got the one after that in after about 4 to 6 weeks.
Has any American producer got his hooks into this one yet for the United States?
No, I don't know. I think the Die 4 Films, the production company, sent quite a few calls from interested parties on that. But, you know, I'll leave that to them. So I think people think it's an interesting concept, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone else did it after me.
Now, have they had you out all day today, like, shooting stock footage that they're going to... Because I imagine when the show comes on, the program, if it's an hour, half hour, really, they just have to fill the time waiting until you finally spin the roulette wheel. So have they done a lot of... background real stuff on you today, yesterday? Are they following you around?
My mum's been out, so I've hired a car and I'm taking my mum for a little drive out there, just driving around. They're filming that, so they've just been following me along, really doing my stuff.
Now, wherever you're staying, is the hotel you're staying at, are they putting you up and giving you free room and board, free meals and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, when the Hard Rock agreed to actually take this bet on, they so that I can have a room and put my family up and friends as well. So, we're partying on there.
I bet. Are you partying? I mean, because really, there could be a chance after this is all over that you're destitute. Are you making the most of it?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, that's completely on in my mind now, and I'm going a bit manic just because, when am I next going to be able to do it? But I'm really trying to be positive on this.
I've done that in Las Vegas before, I've gone a bit manic.
Now, Ashley,
I've really got a reason to, which is great.
There you go.
Ashley, is this true or not, that even before Sky TV got involved with this, that your thought was, you're going to liquidate, go to Vegas, bet everything, and you're just going to have one of your lads come with you, one of your pals come with you, and just videotape it on his own, and then Sky found out about it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was talking to my friend, and, you know, he was thinking of doing it as well. And you know, we're going to record it and stuff like that. We just thought it'd be a crazy thing to do. And we both found ourselves sort of 32, no girlfriend, no wife, anything like that. And we just thought, well, you know, why not? It progressed from there, really. People thought, hold on, that would make a good TV program. And it's ballooned up from there. But, yeah,
like I was saying, with all these good reality shows that start somewhere else and then we end up stealing them.
But, you know, this obviously came from Ashley himself and
right.
his friends, that they came up with this, and then Sky TV decided to put it into a reality.
Yeah, now listen, Ashley, have you thought ahead enough that if this program becomes a hit on Sky TV, and I think, no offense, especially if you lose, people are really going to want to watch you every week.
Well, if the cameras are following him after the fact, it'll be much more interesting if he loses.
Now, are you still doing that for free with the following you around stuff?
I do get that vibe as well, that quite a few people, you know, do want me to lose on this one, which is interesting. but at the end of the day, I don't think I'm going to, and, you know, they just have to follow me around.
Do you have any thoughts if you do win, what you might do, what your, you know, your first activity might be if you double your money?
I'm just going to go straight out and buy some clothes again, buy a nice watch. Buy a car, but then I'm going to play in the World Series of Poker as well. I want to play it.
I like this guy. Because you are, your background is you are a professional gambler, right? That's what you do?
Well, it's only real recent I've done that. I mean, you know, I've been working and stuff, and it's been the last year that I've managed to do that on the internet. So it's only recent, but I've never sort of played on the big circuit. But
How much have you made as a gambler?
Over my lifetime, it's a matter of how much I've lost, I think.
That would be true also.
Now,
it's only now that poker's sort of saving the day, and it's turning around now, because obviously, you know, the more you play, the better you get, making money at that now.
Would you say with this one-time bet, this roulette thing, where you're going to bet your whole nut, 180 grand, is roulette the safest one where the odds are the most in your favor? Because you said you got a 47% chance.
Roulette black red may be, Rob, you probably know this better than I think it may be some of the best odds that you can.
That's what I'm thinking. It's got to be better than blackjack or poker.
The thing that's great about roulette is every spin, and everyone will tell you this is not right, but it's mathematically true. Every spin is independent. So the odds don't change. It's not like if, say, 22 black comes up.
Yeah.
All the other numbers have to hit the same odds as 22 black every time.
I think somewhere,
so odds
I wish we had that gambling expert on. I think I heard somebody say black, red, roulette, odd, even roulette, maybe. Well, not odd, even. Black, red is a better bet, right?
I think it's roughly the same.
Yeah, well, and Ashley said he's got a 47% chance of winning.
I think that may be,
those are good
as
odds.
Far as a casino, that might be pretty
Blackjack
good.
Blackjack can be played in your favor, but you have to have the right run of cards.
Right.
And the thing about roulette is it's static every time, not changing.
Thank you, Rob. Ashley?
I'm sorry, dude. I've got to go. They're shouting action at me, and we're filming and stuff.
All right, dude. Good luck, and we'd like to talk to you next week, whether you win or whether you lose.
Yeah, can we chat with you whether you win or lose, Ashley?
Yeah, of course we can. All right, thanks for that.
And really, good luck to you.
All right, good.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good luck. You got some stones. See you later.
Bye-bye.
You know when he got me? I was like, I'd probably be like everybody else. You know, the curiosity car wreck factor to see him lose. But when he said, what's the first thing you're going to do? I'm going to go out and buy some clothes. I'd like to see the guy pull it.
I think he's getting ripped off, though, if Sky TV's paying him nothing. I mean, if they're going to get like a 6-week reality show out of following a guy around who's either won 180 grand or lost everything.
I certainly like the idea of this, Tom. Where do we get the rights to this? You know,
yeah, we got to go.
This is better than your, what's that basketball thing that you were involved in?
Slam ball.
we got to get involved.
Still on the air, though, slam ball is.
Yeah, how do we trademark double or nothing? Unless somebody's already done it now that we've said that. Yeah.
Yeah, but, wow, see, the thing is, you got to get, because, although I don't know, America would love watching someone lose their entire life savings every week. Mm.
There have been.
I got to think, though, at the very end, you got to have some kind of, because in America, as opposed to the shows in Japan and Britain, where they're really cruel to people, and I believe you lose the money, that's it, you lose, that's the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
In America, even on like Joe Millionaire, you know, it's like, okay, we pulled the joke on you, but you both get money. The American version would probably be that after the guy loses it, someone would come out and go, hey, guess what? You know, the Girl Scouts have decided to give you
the American version works this way. You use only professional gamblers.
Oh, like you get that moneymaker guy from the World Series of Poker?
You get the kind of guys that win or lose.
Chris Moneymaker, is that his name?
Absolutely. Right. You make them liquidate because these guys are the kind of guys that can... That's the way those guys live.
They do it all the time.
But you know,
you get professional gamblers. You piggyback on that craze that is poker.
But no, it would be so much better if you got real guys like this and you got real guys and like you had the background and you showed them going to the bank and physically taking out every dime they had.
But the thing is, the guys that can do this are the guys that, and the guys that would do it for a television show called Double or Nothing. You make this, you're capitalizing on the craze that is this poker phenomenon. You got poker on every network now.
Dad, I think you could just...
you have to talk to people. You just go to a neighborhood and say, we're going to give you an opportunity.
I think if you went to a neighborhood, if you had a meeting for a TV show...
Sam and Sam's wife and kids.
No,
they're now destitute. We're going to wipe him out.
All right, let's say you just get single guys, like this guy who's a single guy.
Right.
But you get... I think if you went to people, you'd find enough dumb Americans who would, if you just said to a guy,
I think you're right. You go to single guys.
You got in the bank?
Right.
50 grand. I tell you what, we'll put you on TV, and there's a 50-50 chance.
You heard what this guy said. He's 32 years old. He said he's young enough where he can start again. You find guys like that. You put the average people on. Yeah,
right.
I think maybe not necessarily family people or, you know, maybe 50-year-old guys that, you know, are just about 5 to 10 years
from
retirement.
I'm thinking old people. You go like to an assisted living place, and you say to them, because then they're really gambling. Look, you say, now, all the money that's been put into to let you live out the rest of your days here at Happy Estates.
How do you save that one for Source TV?
Abe Simpson.
Many of them already gambled on Sighting.
Tonight on Source TV, we've gone down to Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and found Cy and Sam, who are both 85 years old.
Sulfur!
Their entire nest egg is on the line tonight on Donnie G's Double or Nothing.
I'm telling you, that's fantastic.
I think we are in agreement that the concept of Double or Nothing works very well.
Yeah. And we're going to have somebody who listens to the show in Las Vegas go to the Hard Rock on Sunday and at least eyeball this guy.
I'd love to see that. And can you imagine you're out on a weekend in Vegas, Easter weekend, you're having a good time, getting a little loaded, you want to go 1 o'clock in the morning, what do you want to do? Hey, it's the guy spending his whole house.
And imagine those people that will be spending, as you said, Easter weekend in Las Vegas.
Is that so wrong? You know, if only I could.
Oh, me too. If I wasn't going next weekend.
Yeah, you're going next weekend.
Right, for my brother's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, let's clear these out right now. Let's take your telephone calls. It's an open swim. It's a backward skate. 877-365-3636. That's from America. From Canada. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067. Your calls to rotating random phone scan. These are not screen calls. Oh, that's another thing that scared this guy, Larry. I'm off Larry now. But when I was discussing the show with him today.
Unscreen calls?
He was mentioning he's good at screening calls. I said, we don't screen calls. And his comment was, oh, that's very dangerous.
Joe's back there going in.
We do some of the time. Hey, somebody jacked your phone, man. Forget it. Imagine if Joe was on that show. All right, Joe, how much you got?
$38. I'll go for it. No. All right, I'm going to put up some Tupperware with J's on the cover.
Joe would liquidate, take $38, and take on the chicken at Tic Tac Toe.
All right, listen, your calls, okay? The rotating random phone scam. Lie straight ahead. Get on the line to get on the air.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby. Are we, like, going to do it?
You got 2 seconds.
Is that going to be enough time?
The Don and Mike Show. Get down, get down. 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 Get down, get down.
We're paying the weekend well.
Get down.
This is ghetto-licious.
Yeah, I love that scream. Yeah, let's take the phone call.
Who is?
smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
Bacardi Limon.
Right on.
It's Boogie.
Tony the Engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah. Phone scan time.
Get it.
877-365-36.
Let's take some calls, shall we?
36.
You want to get online.
Yeah, and let's touch people, you understand.
Get on the air.
I'm Tony.
Hello, my name is Tony, the engineer.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I've recently got a very bad hot dog.
That's what I heard.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Pleases me greatly to take these phone calls.
Robbie, we'll have to get Tony back on. Maybe we can do another interview with Tony, our engineer Tony, Tony Diggs upstairs.
Yeah, that would be delightful.
Well, hello, Don. How are you doing today?
Well, how are you?
I'm trying to accommodate you with the studio.
I'll do the very best I can.
Hello, this is Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Hey, what's his phone number up there?
I'd be delighted, you understand.
Anybody got an idea what his phone number is?
He's gone, because, you know, he's done it free.
I could get his voicemail, though.
Yeah, it's true.
828.
828, thanks, Buzz.
You missed me. I'm not here.
Let's just get his voicemail. Just hear his voice. Then your calls. Our chief engineer, Tony.
Yeah.
Great guy. Great engineer.
Unless it's automated.
Nothing here is automated. Maybe it'll ring back to the front desk. Come on. I'm betting double or nothing that it's Tony's voicemail.
Let's hear the voice, you understand.
Double or nothing.
I'm unable to take your call at this time.
There he is.
Please leave a short message with your name, phone number, and reason for your call, and I will return it as soon as possible.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Bacardi Limon.
Well, hello, Tony. This is Don.
And this is Mike. It's good to hear your voice again.
We're just calling to say hello. We haven't had you on the show since we were in... What am I doing? Am I doing too much of this now?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, Tony, I'm not trying to do this.
How are you, Tony? It's good to hear you.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
There we go.
Bacardi Limon.
You have a nice day.
We're just trying to call you.
Very good. We'd like to talk to you again.
Oh, one more time.
Merry Christmas.
I'm early on that, but Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. He's cool.
Yeah. We liked him. We had a good time with him in Vegas.
I didn't know that. I'm trying to do his voice, which is kind of like the doctor on The Simpsons.
Right. He is.
He's
like to be called Sons of the Soil, but it ain't going to happen.
It's a higher voice than the guy on The Simpsons.
A little bit. He's like to be called Sons of the Soil, but it ain't going to happen.
There you go.
Tony's a little more. Hey, I'm up here, okay.
Yeah.
Ricardo Lamont.
But with me, it's always the same.
Yeah, with you
hello. This is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's what.
Not nearly.
You understand?
I'm trying.
I know you're trying your best.
I'm not the mimic like you are.
Yeah,
Mike.
I know. I'm aware of that fact.
Hello. How did Mike know? I understand, Tony.
Right.
I understand.
Bacardi Limon.
I'm aware of that fact. You understand?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. This is the phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been here for 4 years. Love your show. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Thank you very much, my British friend.
I've got a question for Don.
Yes.
What drives you actually crazier, the eco-warrior driving 25 or that woman jogging down the road?
I tell you what drives me crazy is you're in my country and you're not speaking my language.
Well, I'm trying, but hey, it's my language anyway.
That's funny.
Dude, you're right.
Why do you think they call it English?
It's your language, but in this country, it's American.
Yeah, that's true.
Speak American.
I haven't learned the Americanese yet. I'm working on it, though.
Nothing funnier. In fact, we learned this when we were over in Britain working with a British guy. Do an American accent.
You're joking. I'm horrible.
Well, give it a try.
Yo, guys, what you doing?
That is
awful.
You must be a challenged Brit.
That is awful.
No, I'm just not good at American accents.
All right, well, listen, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just asking what Don finds, you know, worse. That woman who's jogging with a visor.
Right.
Or one of those eco-warriors doing 25 in front of you in a car.
Good question. Who drives you? It's got to be the
guy going 25. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The woman, listen, that was just a passing thought today. If I hadn't met Larry today, it would have just been one of those throwaway things. I saw a dumb woman who makes a cliche of everybody who lives in the suburbs.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's windy out there today, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The phone has been inserted deep into the pancreas. Layers and layers of skin. The epidermal is now totally there.
Hello?
We're broadcasting from inside this man's body.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
It's a fantastic voyage.
look at all
the cells. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just listening to the previous segment on...
Let me explain something to you. You're in the wind, okay?
I am, yeah.
You have to protect the phone from the wind.
Okay, I got it.
Or you will be unable to hear you.
Can you hear me?
Turn the receiver away from the wind.
Okay, can you hear me?
Are you all set now? You got it just right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Guys.
Hey.
Hey, I love the show.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, Mike, I had the honor of dining in O'Mara's Irish Grill the other day.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Glad to have you, sir. Glad you had the pleasure.
Hey, quick question. Was there a fight in that place recently?
Every night.
Because there was blood on my stool.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Donald and Mike.
Right. Hi.
What's up? I have... Can you guys enlighten me on how much a field goal is worth in dog ears?
Oh, you're still... Listen, that's still funny. And I want to tell you, I got some crap at home last night for that. When I got home, my wife said, you didn't really think that was funny about the guy kicking the dog. And I said, yes, I did.
You know what? I told that to a guy at work, and I started laughing. He didn't think it was very funny at all. And he was like, oh, they must have been on something. Yeah.
I told the make us laugh joke in Mixed Company, and... Ooh. Oh dear!
See, I'd much
crash
rather,
and burn.
I'd much rather tell the story about a guy that teed up a dog and kicked it like a field goal than tell that.
Yeah, there
tell
I was
joke about.
Oh, there in my euphoric state after like one beer before dinner, fresh off the show with like six people at a table telling a joke, and I'm like.
We had
the crickets.
Wow. We had a good one on this show. You told that one at dinner?
I did. Wow. I did. And it really, horribly embarrassing. And you know what? And just being stupid, went to the well again today, told it. The guy laughed that I told an individual, and I didn't realize that there was like a soccer mom in back of me.
Oh, well.
So, you know. Oh, it was kind of difficult, you understand.
Hello.
Bacardi Limon.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don Mike.
Yes, this is the phone scan. You're on it.
Hey, man, I've been out of town all week. I didn't get to hear Don. What'd you think about The Sopranos?
You really never gave it a real... I mean,
no.
You never talked about it enough.
I liked it. I like the fact that Tony's falling apart. I love the fact that Adriana was there. And for a moment... See, if I hadn't known... And it was okay because you told me that someone was going to get killed. And
yeah.
If I hadn't known that... Mike had already hit me. In fact, they weren't going to kill Christopher.
Right.
I thought...
You would have thought he was going to get whacked.
Because they had the scene set up perfectly.
I thought when they all put him in the car that was it. They'd already made that decision.
Well, when they had him out, he was on his knees or whatever, and Tony's got the gun right down to his face, and
right.
He said, believe me that I didn't do this. Oh, I thought right there.
Christopher really
is
gotten,
so dead.
He's gotten so much better on that show. It's great, you know.
Hello, Don and Mike show, phone scam.
The cocaine may be his undoing, you understand.
Bacardi Limon.
You think so, Tony?
I do, you understand.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Anyway,
hi,
good...
guys. This is Larry Michael. I just want to make sure to let you know that I was not the one applying for the producer spot today. Right. I helped do everything else at Westwood One, but I just want to make sure that...
Thank you.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
All right, I got you. Different
How's he there. Doing in the spring and summer of preparation?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. he's probably busting his ass for the draft.
I'm nervous already.
Redskins with the fifth pick in the draft. What do you think, fans? Am I the only one that thinks everybody's already forgotten they fired Herzog and gave me the job? Hello, Don and Mike show. No, good for Larry.
Yeah.
Hats off to Larry. That's what
That's
I
right.
say. Larry Michael, of course. Not the other Larry.
I concur.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oh, we got to do that. Let me try that. Oh, see, it makes a little arrow go when I press the button.
Yes, occasionally if you exert extra pressure.
Bacardi Limon.
Don and Mike. Hello there.
Radio guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, this is Brian in Las Vegas.
Yes, hi, Brian.
Hi, I just wanted to say, I heard you mention that you're going to be out in Vegas, not this weekend, but next weekend for your brother's wedding.
Right on.
Do you have the bachelor festivities lined up out here?
I really do need to talk to somebody about that because
it's a city for us.
As far as I know, it's just
you're in the greatest city in America for that.
It's just my brother and I.
Is anybody else going to be tagging along?
Mm-mm. It's just him and the woman and then me and my woman. So I figured the two women can go out and absolutely. Except here's the thing, we're doing the show on Friday. My brother's getting married on Saturday, so Frida and I are flying out very early on Saturday morning to be in Las Vegas next Saturday night for Jimmy's wedding. So I don't know how much time I'm going to have to get him laid or whatever it is that.
Well, you guys ought to just go to a joint.
To a high class.
I believe it would call for a nude or semi-nude review.
Bacardi Limon.
Anyway.
That is what I would suggest.
Well, listen, here's, for someone who lives in Las Vegas, what would be the recommendation? I'm flying in, I get in about, I don't know, 11.
I don't think you necessarily would need a recommendation from someone who lives in Las Vegas. I think you'd probably, you could get a recommendation from somebody who's been to Las Vegas many, many more times than you have.
All right, Mike, where should I take my brother then if I've only got 3 hours during the day?
I would really, there's the new one that I've heard is very good out there. I've heard this, is Jaguars.
You've heard
no,
that?
No.
Well, is,
no.
And then I heard that when I last time I was out there, I didn't go to one of those places.
No, they're having problems with that one. In fact, the best one, Spearmint Rhino. 24 hours.
Spearmint Rhino.
Go to the Spearmint Rhino. Just based on the name, go to the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah. Report back.
Spearmint Rhino.
And you know what? I think really, based on the fact that this show has tremendous advertising revenue, you really ought to go to the place that would provide you for with a complimentary evening.
Oh, well, I'll ask the Spearmint Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you hear about us on the Don and Mike show?
That'd be the second.
Rhino.
That's three. That means now
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around.
Don't involve me in that stuff.
Your button is right next to the chime button.
I would think now you've actually paid for yourself, your brother, and some guests that might join you out there.
Your drinks, your hookers,
calm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy. Good looking, fun loving Friday afternoon to you.
Hey, right on. It's almost time to get crazy.
Good.
It's almost 5 o'clock on the East Coast. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Hey, do you think if Donald Trump would have lost that tic-tac-toe game with the chicken, would he have choked it?
Occasionally we can dance around the rules, can't we?
Good dance.
You may have been so mad he might have choked that chicken.
Do you think he's ever done it before? Sorry.
I would imagine he probably, in a fit of anger.
Oh, no. I think he probably has.
I think it's part of his daily routine.
Then you're saying he's a killer.
Yeah.
He kills poultry.
Kills poultry every day. Most guys.
I love Don and Mike show. I heard Frank Perdue did it personally. Back when he owned the company,
sure.
He would choke thousands of chickens a day.
Day in, day out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's going on, guys? First time caller.
Like we care.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we do care, but we don't need to hear that because that's radio babble.
Yeah, it's kind of a radio cliche.
I got to make up something for you guys. Last week when I called you, we did the WBVA. I complained on those guys, and you got on them good.
Hold on. You just did a radio cliche, which I believe was first-time caller.
Yeah, and then you said last week when I called you guys.
Yeah, because I knew you guys would catch on to that, and it'd be all 50.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thank you. Too confusing. Hello. You know it's confusing when we don't understand, and we're the guys that are doing the show.
We're simple men. We don't require a lot.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got two questions for you guys.
Right on.
Did you really want to go Pat Bateman style on Larry?
On Larry? Oh, not really. I was more thinking about the hammer to the head because last night on CSI, it was some kid.
Larry, who are we talking about?
Larry, the producer guy.
Yes.
And it was on CSI. Oh, turn that off. I said, I'm sorry. Anyway, the guy was practicing bashing someone's head in with the instrument by using watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
By using watermelons.
My second question is it true that if it wasn't for Joe Ardinger, would you guys have nothing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That person got the show, and he was satisfied with that answer.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Right.
Yes, hello.
Hey, do you guys realize that guy who is going to put his money on the line for roulette, if he wins, he's going to have to pay half in taxes anyway?
Oh, there's always a guy there's always a guy like you looking at the dark side of him.
I mean, really, he's still going to be out. He's going to be ahead. He's going to have a lot more.
You're
never gonna have any fun.
Yeah, but what if you?
On the bright side, if he loses, he can deduct it as a business expense.
And if your mom had just regained her balance when she had fallen down those stairs, if she had regained her balance, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Well, if I could do it all over again, I probably wouldn't push her this time.
You know, the thing is, relax and enjoy it.
How could you push her? You're inside her stomach.
You're inside the stomach, you understand.
Bacardi Limon.
And you avoided a great deal of trauma.
You see, you haven't been born yet. Never mind. Thank you.
Bye.
Why am I thanking you for calling?
Goodbye, PP.
Yeah,
Party Pooper.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey.
Mike, go Red Sox.
Yes, go Red Sox. Lost a heartbreaker last night to the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, 13, and they blow it. Anyway.
You know, right away. No need for them to wait to get deep into the season, Don, to do it to me. Give me a nice, big, long, cold, extra inning game, and then walk in the winning run.
Oh, I happened to read that headline. Red Sox walk in the winning run.
Yeah. I was wagering.
I'm in Vegas, and I am more than willing to volunteer my services to go down and watch the clown lose his house and everything else, you know.
Would you please go down to the Hard Rock on Sunday? Call us back on Monday and let us know what happens.
What time is it at?
I think he said at 11 Las Vegas.
They're going to get started at 11. He said it would probably be happening somewhere between 11 and 1.
And at 9 o'clock England time, I think, is 3 or 4 in the afternoon here, means West Coast. You know, probably close to noon where you live.
Okay, I will go down there, and when he loses it all, I will make sure that I try and get some video and send it to you.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. God, isn't anybody rooting for that guy?
I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show. Hi. Wondering about Omera's a wonderful restaurant.
Thanks. Look what, around cafe.
What he's offering is a Lenten menu.
A Lenten menu? We are, as a matter of fact, as all restaurants should. Yes. Yes, you can get we're having a little fish.
Mike?
Yeah, a little fish fry.
May I ask something?
Yes, go ahead, Don.
What do you have for Passover?
I'm not sure. I'm very sorry. I'm not sure. But I'm sure that if you were in need, I could produce a boiled egg.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
That's like, what you serve.
Like that.
I went to American University.
Like that would cut it for my Passover?
Boiled eggs.
Boiled
eggs and matzah.
Rob,
am I right here? Help me out here, please.
I believe eggs, matzah with horseradish.
Right.
Do you have a matzah at your place right now?
I can get it. Anything you want off the menu.
A lovely matzah, you understand.
Bacardi Limon.
Enjoy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. The music's over. Really, we ran out of time today. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Russ in Vegas.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, somebody better tell Ashley the Hard Rock's not high enough. When he loses, he's got to go to Mandalay Bay and jump.
Okay, there's another guy on his side.
It's 100%.
The Hard Rock's only nine floors. He's got to go a little higher.
I am simply amazed that no one's behind this.
Nobody's behind him.
I'm behind him.
No, you're not. It's okay. Listen, now, you are the last person on the phone scan today, so you've won the Sopranos prize pack. That's the Tony Soprano robe. Watch the Sopranos. That's Sunday night at 10 or 9 or 8, depending on where you live. And you won dinner and a movie for two from Restaurant.com and REGMovies.com, courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls. Streaming E! Films presents When Betty Calls. Don't miss the sneak preview, April 14. Go to log on to WhenBettyCalls.com. You are the second person, I believe. We have a qualifier every day. The grand prize we're giving away today is a trip to Las Vegas. I think you're the second qualifier to win a trip to Las Vegas from Las Vegas.
Very cool. I am in Vegas, yeah. Where am I going to go?
They're going to love it. Sponsor's going to love it.
Well, listen, it's a 1 in 5 chance. We'll have the drawing later. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, Don. Hey, listen, you need a ride off the airport when you come in?
Desperately, but not from you. Hold on, please. Hold on just a moment.
Desperately,
We got a break. When we come back, you might as well get these five names. We'll give away the trip to Las Vegas, and the Friday favorite does live straight ahead.
Ooh. Totally random, you understand.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and Al. The Don
and Mike Show.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, Buzz, name it and claim it. A Buzz?
I can't.
You don't know the song?
No.
Run, Run, Run by JoJo Gunn.
Right on.
You don't remember this record?
I recognize it, but I couldn't tell you the title or artist.
Joe. Should have had a list in here a while ago, but he's slow. Joe. Hey, come on, Joe. You got the list? For God's sake, want to give away a trip to Las Vegas. Oh, we need... it might not be Joe. It might be Haji.
Yeah, I mean, he can't be found.
We got to give away the trip to Las Vegas.
Well, we need a list of our winners?
Yes, we do.
So we've
had five winners this week to give away the trip to Las Vegas. We were supposed to do it 15 minutes ago. We're ready to do it now. Mm-hmm. My foot is just itching like crazy. No, I mean, see what I'm doing? Because I got on hard shoes today, I just took off one of the shoes, and I'm just kind of
a pencil.
I'm scratching it with the other hard shoe.
I assumed you were just polishing your shoe with your sock, but in fact, you're itching your foot.
Yes, it's right in the ball of my right foot.
Why don't you commit and then sock off, fingernails in?
No way.
Why,
no way.
We having a bad foot day?
No way. Well, I know my feet are sweating. And if I was to do that...
Not supposed all to I do think that. Of is California Arsenio Hall Show moccasins.
My feet are so much more beautiful than that day.
I'll never forget that.
That was 10 years ago.
That was a
man,
wall.
Let it go.
That was a wall of stink.
It was fine. I was wearing moccasins.
I had the engineer with the death breath on my right, and I had you with your moccasin feet on the left.
Hi, Joe.
You want the list of winners?
Yes.
Do you want, like, little pieces of paper with them on? Or
Joe. Just give me the list, and I'll say I'll pick number one, number two, number three, number four, number five.
Okay.
Okay, let's...
How long do you think that'll take, Joe?
Just a few minutes.
Okay.
Just not very long at all.
Let's move on with the Friday favorite then. And at some point before the end of the show today, I promise we'll give away the trip to Las Vegas.
Hey.
If you give me a moment. God, my foot itches.
Take care of that.
Don't scratch. Don't scratch. Oh, it's time for Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, listen, we can't even play the theme to American Idol because Fox has it trademarked.
Mm-hmm. Are you under the illusion that this is somehow entertainment?
Hey, Simon.
Are you under the illusion that actually talking... did I hear that correctly? I don't want to slam you.
Go ahead.
But I'd like to really know that... were you, in fact, live on a broadcast, syndicated across America...
Yeah.
...talking... about scratching your foot.
I'm dying to scratch it right now.
That is, if you would bear with me, that is abominable. You're not qualified to
That's
be in
the
position.
That's why I love you.
Yeah. You're not qualified to be in the position you're in. And you seem to be, if I may be so bold, you seem to be surrounded by a number of idiots that don't contribute in any way to making the show move in the correct direction.
Yeah, I just did. I just gave in right through my sock.
Yeah, you have
just
to.
Just scratched it. And I don't know.
Understand. Is this supposed to be something where it's going to make you more attractive to your listening audience, the fact that you're smelling your fingers after scratching your feet? Now, I believe you can. The standards can accept that, can't they?
Of course they can.
My goodness.
There's no problem with that.
Well, there's only one thing that you can all take deep satisfaction in that none of you have ever mattered anyway. So it really doesn't matter.
All right, Simon Cowell, American Idol.
You're not giving me what a radio show host should.
What do you want?
You must give more.
What?
Well, yeah, every one of you. Now, I say that to everyone.
We're giving our all.
I'm very, very excited.
Have you heard our show today? You know, I would be open to some...
You're all wonderfully modest little people with a great deal to be modest about.
I would be open to your constructive criticism because I think what I love best about American Idol is the fact that you're the only one that tells it the way it really is.
Then two words for you.
Yes.
Personality.
Well, that's one word.
That's a joke. I'm sorry. That's a Simon joke. That's how I do it. I've had a perfectly wonderful afternoon. It just hasn't been here.
Oh.
You have to understand these things. What you're doing... is I understand you're trying to communicate with your audience and be an everyman. And in that process, you're creating really nothing of any significant value. You have to step up. This is the time when you're supposed to grab it. And I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it or hearing it from me, any one of you. And please, lose the velvet. Who has told you, Buzz?
I'm wearing the same shirt as you, Simon.
Who has told you that velvet becomes you? Accept the aging process. Just wear something decent.
Listen, now, you've attacked me for scratching my foot.
Okay. This is not a tight shirt that I'm wearing. This is a huge black tattoo.
I swear.
It's a tattoo.
My foot itched.
You talked about my...
You like my tattoo?
I love your tattoo.
Thank you.
Tattoo you.
Tattoo you. Yes, now the Rolling Stones, that was personality. That was something that really jumped. That stood out, and that's what it's all about. I'm wondering whether this radio program is all about talent or just about freaks, which is really what you all are.
Now, you've assaulted me for saying that I wanted to itch my foot.
I didn't assault anyway, but
you
I'm trying
insulted
to...
Buzz. What do you have to say?
Everything I'm trying to do.
What do you have to say about my best buddy, Mike? Have you seen Mike's hair recently? Doesn't it look like Mike is wearing a toupee?
Oh, Mike, must we talk about it? It's not going to be pleasant because I must be honest with him.
Really?
And I must tell him exactly how I feel. He's an instant idiot. Just add alcohol. That's the way I feel about him.
Wow.
I enjoy personality, like the personality that jumps up, just like television's Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you.
That personality you can latch.
You like him?
You can put your teeth into.
Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly?
Right into his calves. Mm. Grab it and enjoy it and suck the life out of it.
So, speaking of grabbing it, enjoying it,
yes,
sucking the life.
I'm becoming slowly very exhausted with all of you.
What's up with you and Paula?
Please, none of you talk unless you can improve the silence.
Paula Abdul, are you getting it on with her?
Oh, yes. Now, if I may show you a new me.
Yeah?
I'm a Paula.
Oh,
Paula,
Simon.
Paula.
But Simon, she's all fabricated. She's all put together by man-made elective procedures. And
I'm going to tell you something that may be dramatic.
All right.
You're going to hear something you've never heard before.
All right, you're hearing it from Simon Cowell.
This is something different. This is the Simon that no one sees on American Idol.
Okay.
Oh. I'm in love.
With?
Paula.
I would have guessed Ryan.
There is nothing like making love with Paula. She is an angel sent from heaven, and she makes me complete as a man.
How many cans?
Before Paula, there were no women.
Not a surprise.
We have a wonderful pre-show routine.
How many cans
Second
of Lysol?
Second base with Paula, third base with Frank.
How many cans of Lysol?
That's our warm-up for the show.
How many cans of Lysol do you go through in your dressing room?
Oh, it's just wonderful. The sweaty, steamy scenes that occur in the dressing room prior to American Idol is so much nicer than the show itself. And as everyone knows, and I have to be honest with each and every one of you,
please do.
The show this year is subpar, to say the very, very least. The talent is not there. The look is not there.
What about the redhead boy?
Songs. The redhead boy is an abomination.
What about the three-name retarded boy?
He's an abomination against God.
Wow.
What about?
I must be stronger on this program.
What about JPL?
JPL. John Paul Lewis.
Yes.
John Peter Lewis.
Yes.
Oh,
we love him.
Shocker that I've forgotten his name. I find him imminently forgetful. He is, once again, an aberration from the norm. The thing that makes John Peter Lewis part of the competition is the fact that he is abnormal. That is what people grab onto. He's beyond average.
Listen,
he's not just average. He's slightly below.
You can answer a question.
But in a freakish way.
Use that word again.
Now, tell me honestly. We've been goofing. Is he retarded, John Paul Lewis?
John Peter Lewis?
Is he
Are you really happy? Does that make you happy that you crawled out of your hole to say that?
I'm asking you a question.
Does that titillate you?
Is he mentally challenged?
Of course he is not. He is not.
He is not.
Well, you've exposed the cover-up.
Oh. So he is. Say it then.
Your cruelty is amazing because I have to tell you that it is my educated opinion that John Peter Lewis is indeed severely mentally retarded.
Oh.
He is severely mentally retarded. And he's covering it beautifully. He has an IQ of probably single digits. And he is able to communicate when the camera goes on. When the light is off, when the cameras and the bright lights and the big colors are not stimulating him, he is not able to function. And I'm talking about day-to-day function.
I understand.
Of eating, bathing, and relieving.
Biologically. Oh,
wow. That's right. I cruised Melwood and found him counting non-existent fish. I did. And I said fish the way you wanted me to, didn't I?
Fish.
Now, I don't understand why you're reveling in the fact that this boy
he's our
is mentally
favorite.
Retarded.
He's our favorite. Yeah. What about Ryan Seacrest? Will you finally, once and for all, tell us the truth about Ryan Seacrest?
I find so many people annoying, and Ryan is one of them. And I don't enjoy his company and his hair, and he's stretched too thin. I've told Ryan a number of times, you have the morning radio show in Los Angeles.
Right.
You've actually got your television program that is on syndication. And you also have the show, which you seem to be putting far back in the cabinet, which is American Idol. Mm-hmm. And I said to... when we woke up the other morning, I said to Ryan, you must not stretch yourself too thin. He says, I stretch myself thin the way you stretch the covers and pull them all over to yourself when it's cold in Los Angeles. I found Ryan acting as a gigolo for older lesbians. And I thought he would be perfect for the show. But I said, Ryan, you simply are doing too much. You're exhausting yourself, much like we exhausted ourselves on the beach in Acapulco.
Now, the last week on the show, this last one, the results show, when the girl that you hated lost, they didn't let you say anything to her. They had Randy say something to her, and Paula did. They didn't let you say anything. What would you have said to her?
I said to her after the show, I said, I was busy. I'll have to ignore you some other time. The fact is, I'm so infinitely cool, except to the people that matter. And there really is only one now. Now that she has finally blasted me out of the realm of ambiguous sexual activity.
Are you talking about Paula Abdul?
I love her. Paula is my angel. She is my sunshine. She is my air. She is my oxygen. That she makes me breathe. And I truly enjoy being with her. She's taken her plastic surgery, and she's made herself into the type of woman who I enjoy. A woman that has a countenance, if you look at her closely, that resembles...
Did you say she's incontinent?
She has a countenance.
Incontinent?
I know what that means. I'd like to have Paula home to the UK for a good bleeding.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know. Sometimes that big, oversized lug throws something in front of me. Have her for a good bleeding.
Good bleeding.
I don't know what that means, but I read it because it amused me, and I do that. I do that at my peril.
Yes,
is what I do. Mm-hmm. Why do I get up in the morning to come to these silly shows that really mean nothing? Have you all done what you needed to do a long time ago? I hope you have, because I will enlighten you. You all should embrace your insignificance. Have you had a chance to do that?
I've done
that. Have you had a chance to grab hold of the one fact that is incontrovertible, the fact that you all mean nothing on the large scale of things?
Well, I think it's been a hard lesson to learn, but I think over the years we've come to embrace that.
It's absolutely impossible for me to believe, out of all of you, and each of you individually, for each individual person, 100,000 sperm. And yours was the fastest. Absolutely amazing to me to believe that. Really. Honestly, the village called. They're missing their idiots. They want you all to come back.
Yeah, and now as long as, you know, you're going to get this way, so I'm going to...
Yes, go ahead. Would you like to talk more about your silly obsession with scratching your feet and peeling the fungus off the bottom?
No, hold on. We have a list of insults.
Of course I do.
Now, are these real Simon Cowell insults?
No.
Or are these just generic insults you found on the internet?
Save your breath. You'll need it to blow up your date.
There you go. What did you just say to me?
I said, save your breath. You'll need it to blow up your date.
Oh, I get it. Like if I had a plastic girlfriend.
The earth is full, Don. Go home. Don, your gene pool could use a little chlorine.
Oh.
I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
You just did like a Google search on insults?
Of course I did. You know, it's not like I'm incapable when I'm using the...
Insult Buzz.
Buzz.
Yes.
You're the reason God created the middle finger.
Insult Rob.
You are depriving some poor village of its idiot. I use that one all of... You can't fix stupid, Rob. It can't be fixed. You need a good bleeding.
What about Mike?
What is this obsession with blood?
Insult Mike.
The alcohol is wearing off, and we're starting to see that he really is just not a human being.
What about Joe?
Joe, your ridiculous little opinions have been noted, Joe. You must be from the shallow end of the gene pool, Joe Ardinger.
What about our general manager, Alan Linewand?
Why does he get up in the morning? I will tell you right now that... Alan uses, well, humans only use about one-tenth of their brain power. With Alan, it could be much less. I don't like him. I can be a lovely person. I just haven't chosen to share that with you.
What about a guy named Joel Hollander? He's our president at Westwood One.
Yeah. He has a toxic personality, bordering on radioactive.
What about Mel Karmazin?
I love him. I love him.
Good answer.
I love living. I like breathing. I love Paula. This is such a silly, mundane, ridiculous, insignificant, worthless show.
But you're here on it.
I'm here on it because I'm promoting me. I'm promoting me, not American Idol. I'm promoting
I mean
Ivo. Please let's talk Paula.
Okay.
She's wonderful. What I was saying about her countenance is that when you look at her,
she's
incontinent. Brings it to the no, she's not. What she is she resembles a very feminine looking man. And that is what really spins my wheels. That's what I truly enjoy.
Simon?
Next to a good bleeding.
Simon, we're going to take two calls now to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
I certainly hope you can count them.
At 877-365-3636. Call now. I do have the list of winners for the Las Vegas trip.
Oh, good.
Simon, pick a number between 1 and 5.
Captain Kangaroo called. It's time for your redecoration.
Pick a number between 1 and 5, please.
One, two.
Now, why are you giving? Why are you using
I
the finger?
Love this,
finger.
Because, as someone said, it's on the internet. Someone saw me doing this. I love this gesture.
Oh, EastCoastBob.com.
I love what we refer to as half of the peace sign. I enjoy it thoroughly. I have to pick a number between 1 and 5.
Yes, we have 5 winners. Pick a number between
1 and 5. So you've got actually assembled all of your listeners. Let's see. I will take number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Let's call.
Nobody ever picks one.
Person who came out in the position number one.
Can you all smell that?
What?
Smell, inhale. That's the odor of mediocrity. It surrounds us all.
2571.
If I could enlighten each of you on a regular program, television or radio, you should have someone do that for you.
No, it's fun to do it like this.
Yeah.
Well, tell him he's on the air. Tell him he's won a prize.
I'm so glad. Look in the mirror. That's the one person who's having fun.
Wow.
Wow to you, too.
Hello, is this...
My melon-headed friend.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Don and Mike. We're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
We're doing great. Jeremy, you won a prize on the show. When did you win a prize this week?
It was yesterday.
Jeremy, congratulations. You're about to participate in something completely useless.
No, untrue. Jeremy, congratulations. You're the random winner. You've won an all-expense-paid vacation to Las Vegas. $500 cash, courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls. Sneak preview April 14th. Log on to whenbettycalls.com. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Glad he won, because basically if he's listening to this show, he certainly couldn't earn the trip for himself.
You don't live in Las Vegas, do you?
No, I don't. I live in Sterling, Virginia.
Virginia. Beautiful. What contest did you win? Are you the guy with the joke?
I was the guy who won the Make You Laugh yesterday.
Tell Simon the joke that won.
Oh, the joke is, what's the best part of making love to 26-year-olds?
I don't know. What is it?
There's 20 of them.
I find that infinitely disgusting. Glorify pedophilia.
Maybe laugh too.
You're glorifying something absolutely rock bottom.
Well, dude, congratulations. Have a great time in Las Vegas.
Next thing you know, we'll be playing Guess Where the Egg Is Hidden.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are the greatest.
Thanks. Have a great time in Vegas. And thank you to the movie When Betty Calls.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us all that stuff to give away.
When Betty Calls. I'm so happy for each and every one of you. I could be doing something so much more worthwhile, like boiling my Easter ham.
You guys will boil everything, don't you?
After we bleed it.
We'll be right back. Nita, one call for the game. Be back with Simon.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out of my leg! 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 Get out of my leg!
The Don and Mike Show. Sniffalicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on. Do you hear me?
Do you hear me?
Simon?
I'm still trying to get over how you think your listeners will enjoy a woman screaming in what appeared to be a great deal of agony. Get off of my leg.
To get off my leg, Jay?
Obviously in distress.
Oh, look at you.
It's funny.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
Remind me to get you your box seats to the good beheading that we have coming out.
Good.
We're back in the French Revolution.
We're here with Simon Cowell.
Hello. He's
not really a fan of the show.
No. Now I miss my Paula. I must get back to California and see my Paula.
Let's play some low-budget Jeff Hardy.
I also would like to add that I don't believe Schwarzenegger had anything to do with saving a life.
Thank you. I had the same thought today. I got talked out of part of it with my
friend. Anyone who has two eyes in their head would know that he's surrounded with protection.
Okay, but one thing, as long as we're talking funny.
Yes.
Do you think it's funny to take a terrier and have a guy hold it like a football, you know, like for a place kick, and then kick the dog like a football?
A Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Infinitely.
That's my guy.
Low-budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a warehouse manager, your wheelhouse, from Reno, Nevada.
Now, what's wrong
with that? Let's say hi to T.J. Wynn.
Are you cracking on the working man?
I'm saying that it would be a certain individual that would find great comfort in this gruel that is the show.
Hello, T.J.?
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hey, dude, I think he just put you down.
Yeah. That's all right. Simon's, you know, he ain't a man.
Yes. Obviously, you have a great gift with the language. And now entering the studio is the champion.
Oh, hold on. Did you get him? AJ, right?
One day, winning total, $53. He's an automotive operations manager. My, what a title. From Fairfax, let's say hi to AJ Osquee.
AJ.
Hello, Lord Quizmaster. Hello, Simon.
AJ, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, instead of my family and friends calling me dirty names, they now call me champion.
Champion, yes. Well, it takes solace in the fact that you're the only one who will call yourself that. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Here he comes. Let's bring him in with a great deal of pomp and circumstance and say hi to Alex Rebecca Romano.
Thank you, Simon. And AJ and TJ, here we go. Here are your categories. And they are... Your categories are...
Very excited about this game with our two challengers, our two combatants, with nails as black as pitch. Delightful. Who gets the fingers dirtier, the warehouse manager or the automotive operations manager?
Here are your categories, guys. They are the Final Four.
Exciting. Is that your basketball?
Yes. American Idol.
Now, that's a category that I support completely.
Who said that?
Who said that? Yes, what a challenge that will be.
New on DVD.
Oh, DVD's like what comes into the store.
Yeah,
are you being paid?
No.
Of course you are.
this week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week on the Don and Mike Show, so you celebrate your own mundane existence.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right, go, Grease Monkeys.
Here are your categories again.
Final Four.
American Idol. Who said that? New on DVD, and this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Which workman do you want to stop
with? TJ, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
I'll take American Idol, please, LQ.
All right. Now, please understand, American Idol, the concept here of this category. Please do sing me your favorite Beatles song. I guess concept, either that or the group, too much for him.
I'm sorry, TJ. AJ, another J, your chance to steal.
Please do sing me your favorite Beatles song.
What is Love Me Do? Love Me Do.
Yeah, okay, he grabbed the concept. Yeah. Good for you.
$1, but I'm rooting for TJ because I wanted to keep his money because he would have those pesky student loans to pay off. All right, AJ, you're in control.
Let's go American Idol for two, please.
AJ, please to sing me your favorite Kiss song.
What is I Want to Rock and Roll All Night? I want to rock and roll all night.
Right, Thomas, good.
You, AJ, are off and running. You're the champion and you're playing like one. I'm proud of you.
American Idol for three. AJ, please do sing me your all-time favorite love song.
What is Hearts of Plume by The Cars?
Okay, go.
Hearts of Plume, I love you. Hearts of Plume, I do you.
Hold on, I'm hearing something. I'm getting an echo. Hold on, it's coming around. Faggot! But yes, you get the money.
Oh, bravo, AJ. Quite ahead on that sweat-stained collar.
Who knew the Cars did that song like that?
Bravo.
AJ, go again, please.
Let's go with This Week on Don and Mike.
This week on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy. Wait, remind me to take my nap now.
You're going to love this, Simon. The elective surgery, Frida, my wife, is considering.
What is liposuction?
All right, TJ, here's your opportunity to steal.
What is Botox?
Botox, right.
Okay, very, very good. Now it's a spirited competition. Manual laborers having a spot of fun. All right, TJ, select again.
What is new on DVD, please?
Nope, you got to stay with Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show, new on DVD.
Good choice for two. It is the newest radio market to join our Dumb network.
Not a chance, but you are breathing through your mouth an awful lot, my friend.
Very, very exciting, TJ. Remember, you're playing at home, so you can use your hands. All right, AJ, your chance to steal.
What is Nashville, Tennessee?
No. It's Portland. Portland, Oregon. KOTK.
Could I make a request?
Sure.
At least as far as the rules are concerned, please could we pay attention?
Pay attention.
Who's in control? I lost my place. TJ, your chance to steal.
No, we're on question number three.
Oh, very good. Select again, TJ.
The final four on the Don and Mike show, please.
No, okay, yeah, okay. Here we go. Don and Mike show. Last question this week on the Don and Mike show. Buzz Burbank finally revealed the number of times he's had his hair colored.
What is five?
Oh, you're close.
AJ, your chance to steal.
What is four?
No.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero, and I think
according
we all agree, really, that it's a shameless lie.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I put it in there.
Shameless lie.
Thanks for supporting it,
I can even process that as the air fills with the aroma of honest but dim laborers. TJ, you're in control.
How about new on DVD, please?
New on DVD. Here you go. The new one in your blockbuster now. Stars Keanu Reeves.
What is...
Oh, dude, you got to be faster than that.
Seriously, TJ, you have to move quicker. I feel like we're all experiencing your sleep apnea. AJ, your chance to steal.
What is The Matrix Revolution?
There you go. That's my man.
$1.
New on DVD for two, please.
Keanu.
Great sauce. New on DVD for two. Stars Steve Martin.
What is Full House?
TJ has an opportunity for you to advance yourself.
What is Cheaper by the Dozen?
There you go.
$2 for TJ, taking what little he has and mounting a comeback. I find it charming. All right, select again, TJ.
And you don't like these guys because, what, because they work... regular jobs?
I don't like anyone. I simply find the areas to exploit in every citizen.
And with these guys, it would be the fact that...
That they are manual laborers. TJ, select again.
New on DVD, please.
All right. Only season box set of this canceled NBC show.
What is Frasier?
No. This is a hard one to get.
No, TJ, no, you weren't paying attention, and you can't warehouse intelligence. AJ, your chance to steal.
What is Ed?
No, hey, good guess, though. It was that show Freaks and Geeks.
TJ, you are in control, and someone cackled simply at the utterance of Freaks and Geeks.
Was the name of a TV show?
My goodness, we are really at a law exam, aren't we?
AJ, TJ?
TJ, I get confused with the initials.
Here's what we have left. We have Who Said That and the Final Four.
How about the Final Four, please?
There you go. This team won the men's finals.
What is University of Connecticut?
Right on. $1 for you, TJ.
Thank you.
For two, this team lost the men's basketball final.
What is...
The challenge simply too great. AJ, now please don't be so eager. We know you know the answer.
Who is the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket?
There you go, AJ. Nice.
$2 for AJ, and you are in control.
Let's close out Final Four for three, please.
That's my man getting the concept. This team lost the women's NCAA final.
Who is the Tennessee Volunteers, Lady Volunteers?
There you go.
$1 for you. Wow, we're on sports. American sports. We're flying.
Simon, that was $3.
I'm sorry, $3 for you. Very good.
And we have one category left.
Who said that for one, please?
Who said that? Now, I'll give you a quote, and then I'll give you two celebrities, and you tell me who said it, okay?
Okay.
The quote is, God doesn't like the Oscars. Tom Cruise or Dustin Hoffman?
Who is Dustin Hoffman?
TJ, your chance to steal.
Who is Tom Cruise?
Right.
$1 for you, TJ. Select again.
And if you're wondering, Tom Cruise said that after The Last Samurai got beat. He said God doesn't like the Oscars. Here's for two. Who said that? This person said, I never give autographs. I tell people to get a life. Was that Eminem or Pierce Bronson?
Who is Eminem?
AJ, your chance to steal.
Who is Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, and
may I say to all of you, it is Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Please, for the love of God, he's a stunning man.
Okay, finally, last question on the board. Who said that? Here's the quote. You could feed me donuts and Diet Cokes all day, every day. You can feed me donuts and Diet Cokes all day, every day. Who said that? Drew Carey or The Rock?
Who is Drew Carey?
TJ, a chance to steal.
Who is The Rock?
Wait to pay attention.
Yes, Dwayne Johnson said that.
I thought it was Randy.
Randy Jackson. Listen, that's it. We're done with the
end of the first round.
The first round, and who's got what here?
AJ
Simon
finishes with $11. Is that correct, AJ? Do you have $11, or was I incorrect?
Let's see.
You have $11. TJ has $8.
All right, guys. Anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's your category. Category is in or out. In or out. And here's your answer. Bobby Brown. Jail right now. Meaning today, Friday, April 9th, whatever time it is you're hearing this show, almost 6 o'clock on the East Coast, almost 3 o'clock on the West Coast. Bobby Brown, right now, in or out of jail? Guys, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy. Where is my music?
Where's the music? No,
dear.
Is it machine again? There it is. That sounded good.
Equipment. It will aid in your production. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive not a prize, but a good solid piece of advice. And it has to do with listening to this show.
Advice.
If you're listening to this show, when my lecture is over, turn off the radio.
Hey!
Make yourself useful. Stop polluting your brain with this worthless electronic hooliganism. And move on with a mediocre existence. I've been sitting here for the better part of an hour, and I've concluded this show will give you cancer. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Simon.
You're welcome.
I'm like one of those dumb people on the show. Go, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's valuable. It's TJ first.
Yes, TJ is the individual we want to go to. He has $8.
TJ, in or out, this final low-budget Jeopardy, in or out, Bobby Brown, jail right now.
What is out?
Right.
Congratulations.
Now, AJ, you're the returning champion. You win again if you have the right answer. In or out?
Good luck, AJ.
Bobby Brown in jail right now.
What is out of jail?
Yeah, and are you ready for this? Just last week, he paid $63,000 in back child support payments. How did he get the money?
How?
He cashed in one of Whitney Houston's life insurance policies.
Oh, my.
But the good news, Bobby Brown, out of jail.
She's a visionary talent, though.
Bobby Brown out of jail, and that means, oh, AJ, you're the winner.
Right now, I'm in jail. I'm in the custody of idiocy.
TJ, don't go away, man. Just go away. Here now is Simon Cowell to tell you about your money and your prizes. Simon.
All right, initial boy number one, AJ, you double your score to $22. We throw in £25. Gift certificate
dollars.
Added to your previous pittance of $47.53.
Dollars.
Your total is $100 American. Congratulations, AJ.
I don't think it comes to $100, but that's close enough.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. I can't add. And TJ.
TJ?
TJ.
Yes, Raymond.
Yes, yes. My mouth breathing laggard. It's back to the warehouse, but I have a gift for you.
Okay.
You have won a Sopranos prize pack. This Friday night, starting at 8 o'clock, watch the first three episodes of HBO's critically acclaimed new series, Deadwood. Then catch an all-new episode of Deadwood this Sunday night at 10 p.m. immediately following The Sopranos, only on HBO. For both of you, just for coming on the show, at all of these prizes valued at £6, £2, and threepence.
Thank you.
Thank you,
TJ.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, dude. Well,
thank you to both of you. Congratulations.
Have a good weekend. Well, Simon,
now, please, may I take my leave?
Yeah, well, in just a second.
Thank you, my lord.
We have to say, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of Coron Incorporated
and is distributed by God knows who. A foolish individual at best.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
You hate this show, but you come on this show.
Yeah. I hate this show because I love to criticize. My scooter awaits me. It is time for me. Time for me to fly out here like the wind.
All right, well, Simon Cowell.
And I say to you, adieu, and for your meager efforts each and every day to entertain the masses,
yes,
to both you and your partner, my congratulations. To who asked? Bye-bye.
New world. Stay tuned.
Hold on, where's the door?
Strictly for
he's still here.
May I take my feather pen?
Yeah.
Thank you, and congratulations.
He made it up.
It's Buzz.
Yeah.
Sorry, Buzz, we had a lot of things going on.
That's
there.
That's right.
What's your lead story today, news guy?
Oh, today, not one for the kiddies. A beloved Winnie the Pooh character is apparently a serial molester.
Hey, more good Disney news.
Disney.
More good Disney news.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show. Oh, I'd like to go to Disney World. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
Right. Time for Buzz's news now.
Hey.
Buzz's news and comments.
Oh, new script for Don.
Wow. Check this out.
Right.
Zero Max, the world's #1 sexual pleasure and performance enhancer dot Viramax looks like a sperm. Oh, comma.
Uh-huh.
#1.
I like this music.
Because it really works.
Yeah.
Doctor developed, comma, clinically tested, comma, patented. Viramax. I know it's patented. Available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-LINE. TRY line the max.
This music Buzz brought back from a sex club.
I like this. Anyway, there you go. That's
what we call for a doctor.
That's what we call techno.
This gets me going.
Buzz's commercial for Viramax. And now here's Buzz with the news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Cover the children's ears for this one. Disney's Tigger is a serial molester, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Police say they've now gotten 24 more complaints about the man in the tiger suit at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It started when he was accused of fondling a 13-year-old girl and the girl's mother while in uniform and on duty. We told you about that earlier this week.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Tigger. What's happening? Hey, want me to give you a hug?
Honk, honk. I can't do the Tigger voice.
I can't do it either. I'm just doing a guy with a thing on his head.
What's he doing? Oh, my God, his tiger hands. Now 24 other
his
people.
Paws.
24 other
well,
people.
Well, their hands, Rob. They're puppet hands.
I'm so turned on.
Oh, God.
It's me, Tigger.
You know, they should have put a fan in that head. 24 other people have come.
I need a fan in my pants.
24 other people have come forward, and police say at least 13 of these new complaints appear to be legit.
Oh, boy.
Quoting one alleged.
There might as well be a Catholic priest in that suit. With all these people coming out now to say that the Tigger touched them.
I'll take my picture with you.
Quoting one alleged victim, everyone who goes through my photo album says, Tigger is groping you. 36-year-old Michael Chartrand is in jail on a $2,500 bond.
Wow.
Can you imagine the guy that puts the suit on after the first guy? He puts on.
Yeah, because they share the suits, don't
they? Second shift guy comes in, he puts it on, he puts the hand on, and goes, oh, God, this suit smells like love. God.
Yuck. And we saw a picture of this guy today.
Really? Oh, we did.
You look at the guy and you go, guilty.
Yeah, Buzz showed me the picture of the guy upstairs. And it's like,
oh, I got to see this.
His name might as well be Pete O'File.
Creep
really,
boy.
The creepiest.
Everyone figured, even TV network executives figured, nothing could beat American Idol.
Nothing can, Buzz.
Well, everyone was wrong. This week, The Apprentice was not only the top show of its night, it was the top show of the week. Last night's Apprentice got a 15.6 rating and a 23 share. Tuesday's Idol got a 14.5 rating and a 22 share.
Wow.
Yeah, it's never happened before.
It's incredible.
American Idol's been on the air.
Give me a second. Right. This was a bone of contention last night.
I thought I read that American Idol beat The Apprentice.
That was in the...
In the head-to-head competition, but in the week.
But also, they ran the Apprentice two times this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they normally only run it once.
And reality is hot.
I guess I'm just more in tune with the people than you are.
Baby, I want to ask you something. This Apprentice that was on last night, the one I didn't watch, this was something in our house. Frida said, let's watch The Apprentice. And I said, I want to watch CSI. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen CSI.
Mm-hmm. No. Was it on opposite CSI?
Yes, it was last night, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They run it so much.
Then you said to me later, you said it was a really, really good Apprentice
last night. Because the other night I watched it, and it was on against American Idol, and we again were split.
Yes. So anyway, last night, if this was the highest rated Apprentice, and I know you liked it last night, what was good about last night's Apprentice?
Well, they got rid of two, boom, right like that in the first half hour.
Really? Knocked them out of there?
Yeah, they knocked their field down by half. They only had four left, and they had some of Trump's people interview them all to see who made a good interview, much like your interview this morning, and boom, two were out of there.
My interview. Oh, right, I got you. Oh, yeah. The producers, I got you.
Yeah.
So, I watched it for the first time last night, and that interview segment... It just made you feel sick at your stomach.
Really?
These guys in New York are tough.
Nasty.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just that show's always on when something else good is
right.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida doesn't normally like reality shows, but she loves that Apprentice.
A lot of people do.
And I'm thinking, boy, if that be... So
I think that's because I'm a member of the working world now.
So that...
Hold on.
Buzz, that show beat CSI.
Right.
The American Idol results show?
Yes.
The American Idol perform show?
See,
yeah,
this
which
is...
I think is a big waste.
This is Trump getting his revenge on CBS President Les Moonves, as he vowed he would do. This is the first Thursday night in a very long time that CBS has not won the night.
Wow. Did it beat ATJ?
ATJ?
According to Joe.
I'm sure it did. It was the top show of the week.
I thought he had the top show. He always does in my house.
Not this week.
All right, darling. Well, listen, I know you watched it. So, how many are left now in The Apprentice?
Two of them.
The guy
who's a Harvard MBA, Kwame, and Bill, who is the former cigar maker.
Okay, so who's going to win, do you think, darling?
Bill's got it, hands down.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Thank you, baby. I know you watched it last night.
Yeah.
I like watching the reality shows. It's just that's one I've not gotten into.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think there's also the Trump factor. I don't know why.
I like Trump.
Trump's not even in it that much.
Really?
I mean, people are in it.
Hey, here's something for you, Frida. You watch The Apprentice every week. Rob told me he noticed something last night. Because I guess a lot of girls watch the show. Did you say it's Carrie's favorite show?
Will not miss it.
Mm-hmm. So Rob told me that on a lot of scenes with Donald Trump where he's talking to people, that it's obvious his lines are voiced over because he has his back to the camera, and it's that deal where the microphone quality changes, where it's like when the camera's on him, he says...
Right. Like he fluffs.
He says,
yeah.
Mike, I want to tell you something. I think you've got a really great future. And then you get a different camera angle, and he goes...
But I think that in this competition, you're the odd man out.
Oh, really?
Now, the question is, Frida, you watch it. Is that true?
I haven't noticed that, but I've noticed a lot of editing. So, yes, they do a lot of quick edits.
Probably too busy a man to sit there and do take after take after take.
Mm-hmm. You better not a good talker.
Yeah, really. All right.
That'd be
something. He's a smart man. Anyone who's got the top-rated commercial for all his enterprises, he's got an hour commercial for his golf course. They've done the Taj Mahal a couple of times.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's all about everything he owns.
He's not a dope. All right, I love
you. The grand finale is his golf course, a promotion there against a concert at his casino.
And he's not dumb.
No.
He's not dumb, like me.
All right,
I love you, baby.
Love you, boo-boo.
Hey, are you making dinner tonight?
I'm thinking about thawing something for you, but no, I've been sketching all day. I've been working on a drawing for my class, and I'm making a picture of a bar, and coincidentally, the bar is called O'Mara's.
Oh, there you go.
Well, send it.
Look around,
also,
cafe.
Not a dumb man.
Well, why don't you send that right over? We'll put it on the wall.
All right,
I'll see you.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Bye. That means I'm not getting anything
for dinner. Yeah, but
I'm thinking I'm thinking about thawing something.
I'm thinking about thawing it.
Yeah.
Nothing could sound more appealing.
How about we try thawing that chastity belt you've been wearing since we got back from vacation?
I'm thinking about thawing something.
Because, on vacation, I'm serious. It was every day.
You went crazy, huh?
And
That's vacation.
I am not exaggerating when I say every day.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And, since we got back, it's like, la-la. Like, okay, that was...
Back to the norm?
Yeah, back to normal. Meaning, you know, okay, no need to ever even, like, approach me. La-la.
You know what you have to do?
What?
Buy a bed in the shape of a boat.
Right.
That'll do it.
On TV was not the first place Omarosa heard the words, "You're fired." People magazine says she got fired from four jobs in 2 years with the Clinton administration. The magazine cites a worker at her last job with the Commerce Department who says Omarosa was asked to leave as quickly as possible. Quote, one woman wanted a slugger. And the woman accused of calling Omarosa the N-word says she's considering suing for slander because she says she never said that. She says Omarosa made the accusation because she wants to write a book. Meow.
Now, I didn't watch. I should have asked Frida. I understand that this lady, the one that...
Omarosa?
Right, who was brought back. They brought back some old contestants last night. I guess she purposely lied to the people.
Really?
Is that what she did, Robbie? She purposely
she
lied?
Yeah, she lied to his face. She was supposed to take care of the transportation of the Jessica Simpson band.
You know, and it seems to me that that is rapidly becoming... And I got no problem with it. I love it. If this is the cornerstone of our reality shows, that even on the squeaky clean ones like American Idol, it's really just being cruel. And I'm telling you, last night's Survivor was equally cruel.
Really
the way
cruel.
This guy, Lex, got screwed over. And if they're lying to each other on The Apprentice now...
Right.
Yeah! Bring them on!
Lying, lying, lying.
Bring them on!
And speaking of Jessica Simpson...
Oh, and one last thing, as long as we're on the topic of reality shows.
Yes?
Rob, how do I get on the intercom here? It's
Star 8.
Star 8?
There's no one here.
Yeah, there is nobody here.
No, no, they're still up on the third floor.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say, attention, swans. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful Easter weekend to all of the swans.
That's nice.
Of WJFK.
That's wonderful.
From Don, from the Don and Mike
from
show.
From Donnie.
From D-O-N-I.
There you go.
I love all you swans.
I know you do.
Bye-bye.
Donnie.
You know, someday we'll have the swans of WJFK contest.
Oh, fantastic.
Would that be amazing?
Yeah, we need a little more time.
We need Dr. Frankenstein.
Jessica Simpson is the hottest babe in America, according to Maxim magazine. The Men's Mag is out with its annual top 100 list, and quoting Jessica or her gag writer, it's better than being number 101. Beyonce was second on the list, followed by Christina Aguilera, Anna Kournikova, and Jennifer Lopez.
Well, not a bad list.
There's your top five. You'll have to read the articles to get the rest of the list.
Don, you had talked about the Jessica Simpson show with, and that's what I'm calling
with
it,
Nick Lachey.
With Nick Lachey, but you know, I will watch that show for two reasons.
Yeah,
and it looks like they're not going to disappoint in that category.
Except here's the thing about her, and she's good looking, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But doesn't she have a fish mouth? She got
here we go again. Good quality, though.
You with the big mouth. Beautiful women have big, voluptuous, sexy mouths.
Yeah. Rob, where's the new and improved Joker products today?
Oh, my God.
She got a mouth that Cameron Diaz laughs at.
I think that's an interesting
one. Julia Roberts laughs at Jessica Simpson's mouth. Really?
Big, beautiful teeth.
I'm very serious.
New and improved Joker products!
Jessica Simpson.
So you're adding her to the Big Mouth Club.
She is a big mouth. I mean, take a look at her. I mean, she's handsome.
Yeah.
She's
stunning.
She's prettier than the other girls in the new and improved Joker product club.
Right.
But she's just got that big fish mouth.
The big mouth. It's a plus.
Paul McCartney's wife has taken off her artificial leg for the TV cameras again.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Former model Heather Mills McCartney, who lost a leg in a motorcycle accident several years ago, first removed the leg on the Larry King show. Now she's done it again for a TV spot about highway safety for the United Nations World Health Organization. I used to have great legs, says Heather in the ad. She also tells how her mother also lost a leg in a car accident.
Really?
And now in the commercial, she removes the leg, stands on her good one, and then President Bush appears to underscore the safety message. How weird is that?
That's, you look at it. Take a look, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that stump. That's what'll happen if you drive dangerously.
Hello, I'm Heather McCartney.
Heather, tell them what happened to you.
My bugger leg fell off.
Watch her spin. I'm going to spin around right now. Thanks a lot, man, and thanks for coming over from Australia.
Me husband looks like Angela Lansbury. Say hello to Simon for me.
Simon Cowell?
Simon Cowell.
Man, I sure like that show. Go John Peter Lewis.
I like to die for that show.
Well, we find
drive safely now. And don't forget the motto. And here at Heather McCartney Incorporated, shoes half off.
Well, we finally heard, this is going to clear a lot of things up. We finally heard from the 11-year-old daughter over whom Courtney Love is fighting for custody.
Oh, good. What does she have to say, Buzz?
Well, the love child of Courtney and the late Kurt Cobain is quoted in the next issue of Blender magazine as saying her mom's behavior is not as bad as Janet Jackson's. The magazine's publishing the transcript of a conversation between mother and daughter Frances. It goes like this. Frances, Janet Jackson was inappropriate. Courtney, but I've shown my T's in front of people, honey. Frances, but what Janet did was in front of children. Then mommy bemoans the fact that she needs a man, a new boyfriend. Courtney, sometimes mommies need to get laid too. But mommy, replies 11-year-old Frances, you intimidate men. During the interview and...
Sounds to me like the 11-year-old's got a little more on the ball than mommy does.
Yeah, really. Hasn't had as many drugs yet.
Boozy mommy.
_ yet. During the interview and photo shoot, Courtney was worried about the way her daughter was dressed. Quote, just don't make my daughter look like some 15-year-old trying to get backstage. I know that look. But Courtney's optimistic about her legal troubles, quoting again, I'll rock my way out of this S.
Wow.
She's going to be fine.
She's a lady.
They're all going to be fine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
But I blame Janet Jackson for making them change the name of a perfectly respectable county road in Cody, Wyoming.
All right, what was the road?
The witch hunters have singled out Park County Road 6FU. They say it's darn near obscene, so they're changing the name.
Oh, God.
The 40 homes along that thoroughfare will now have addresses on Stagecoach Drive. That's a more Wyoming-sounding road name anyway.
Oh, my God.
It leaves FU Road available for, say, New York. This is the thing about Big Brother. He's never satisfied. He always wants more ways to watch you, more ways to catch you. Dateline California's Bay Area. Things may get unpleasant in Pleasanton when a new traffic signal goes up because this one detects oncoming speeders and turns their light red. Cars coming from the opposite direction won't be inconvenienced, but other drivers may whip a little red rage on the guy who triggered a red for them.
Now, wait, hold on. Doesn't this sound like a disaster for an accident?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It does. It sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, good.
Like a quick yellow.
Good luck to the pedestrians who see traffic stopped in one direction and assume the other direction is stopping as well. They're not.
Oh, my God. The only thing that could possibly be less safe as a youngster changing the lights on their own.
Now, that would be a youngster just full of snails and puppy dog tails.
That's right. Yes. Hooliganism.
That's what
walking around with his Buster Browns on, just looking for some fun.
That's
on
right.
Norbreck Road in Rockville, Maryland, back in 1972. That was a young man who was ahead of his time, Rob.
Ahead of your time.
I want to tell you something. That young man, you know, he changed those signals, and I'll be honest with you now.
What?
He was being sexually abused by the morning mayor, Harv Moore.
Oh, there you go. Hey, little Donnie, go out there and cause an auto accident after I've been touching you when you get your stingray.
Whatever.
Drive your orange crate down here, little Donnie. Come right back up to the studio. Wear something flimsy, Donnie. Hey, a tank top. I love summer.
That was before security cameras and traffic cameras, and with this new stoplight in Pleasanton, a camera records it all. And theoretically, the responsible car gets a ticket in the mail. There's some wiggle room on the speed, and signs before the light show the legal speed limit and, theoretically, your speed.
Hey, Don, be a dear. Go into the PGC closet and get out my tiger suit.
I saw today, now the cops are good in this regard, that a lot of times, if they're going to be out on a nice day, like it's nice here in D.C., it's about 70 sunshine.
Right.
That you know, cops sit out in the speed traps.
Yes.
So what they did yesterday, when the weather was kind of okay, they put one of those big gigantic things by the side of the road that says your speed is
right.
So for a day, that sucks everybody into it. Didn't you see that thing and you go, whoa!
Man, I had no idea.
I got to slow down. So I noticed today I'm coming to work. The weather's even nicer today. They got the same sign up. Speed limit's 35. They show people blowing by 51, 52, 53. Today, they had four motorcycle guys hiding behind bushes. So here's the thought. And I give it to the cops. You know, Good for you. You're thinking about this. Weather's nice. We'll fool them yesterday. Thursday, we just put out the thing that says this is your current speed.
Yeah, now we'll hide behind it.
Yeah, and then today, man, people left and right getting pulled over.
Ooh. Didn't you see that? Of course you did. We put up a special sign for you to see how fast you were going.
Left and
get in the back of the cruiser. Thank God. Get on the back of my motorcycle.
My God, I didn't run over that lady. There'd be so many cops around. I never would have gotten away with it.
That's right. And you, aren't you that lady? Aren't you that guy that harasses the stick lady?
Buzz, what's next?
Among other things, up next, a crooks are stupid spectacular.
Wow.
Is real or did you make them up?
Every one of them real.
So you say. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, want to have a great weekend. And you're listening to us in Drakesboro, Kentucky. 93.5 WNTC. Not Kansas City, KCTE. Wausau, Wisconsin, WRIG. A lot of these stations I'm just discovering we're broadcasting to. So I'm giving them a shout out.
Isn't that nice?
Let's see. Well, how about some of the old standbys? Las Vegas, KSFM. Ocean City, Maryland, 96 Rock. Concord, New Hampshire, WKXL. And Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, Vermont, all 96.7.
Very good.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
That was kind of a shout out for all those stations.
And rightly so.
Part of the Dumb Radio Network.
Yeah, what a great network it is. Yeah. Definitely.
Kiss drummer Peter Criss is blasting bandmate Gene Simmons. Gene apparently implied that Criss is on drugs.
His
own website, Peter Criss writes, "Some people love hearing themselves talk. Gene Simmons is one of them."
That's crazy, Buzz.
You're funny. You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I love you.
I'm tired.
Peter's talking about interviews Simmons did in Germany, in which he said that Criss was too unhealthy.
This is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
Never.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
This is Gene Simmons.
This is Paul Stanley of Kiss.
We never listen to Don Geronimo
at Michael Mara.
Right.
I'm hungry and I'm going to the 7-Eleven. See you later.
How about some drugs?
Request denied.
Well, Simmons said apparently that Criss is too unhealthy to tour with the band. Criss denies that. He says he's in excellent health. He also says Gene and Paul Stanley have turned, quote, a legendary band into a cover act for just plain profit.
Shut up. Of course they have, but I still like Kiss. And I am.
How can they complain about Kiss being for profit?
And yeah. I am so excited. This happened when we were on vacation. I'm sure you heard that. Mm-hmm. Van Halen is back to being Van Hagar again.
Oh, man, I've already checked tickets.
And Mike, they play MCI, the place I said I'd never step foot in D.C., on 6/18. That would be, I've memorized that.
Is it June 18th?
June 18th.
Oh.
If you'd like to go.
You want to, is it a date, honey?
How long has it been since we've actually gone to a concert and thought about staying?
Yeah, let's go. We always think about staying.
But I'd go for Sammy Hagar with Van Halen.
Right.
Can we have a pool as to how long you'll stay?
We won't stay long, but we will go. What do you think?
Five songs?
I think
that's a long time.
I might last more than five because I like a lot of the Sam Hagar stuff.
I think
five. How do I know when it's love? Why can't this be love?
Yeah.
Sitting on the top of the world. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'd only make it through five. But and even if I stayed through five,
yes,
it would have to be like five personally requested by me.
That's right.
If they just came out and did the album OU812.
No, you can't do that. It's got to be your special clicks.
Van Halen. I like Van Hagar. That's
right.
What I like. Sammy.
Let's all everybody on the show go. You want to go?
Yeah.
Let's all go. Let's get tickets. Let's make it a big show.
Let's get free tickets.
Let's get a limo. Take a limo down. Come on.
Let's take the day off.
All right.
Let's just all get drunk and go to the show.
Let's go out to the barn. Let's do a show.
I got hiccups.
We really should take the next day off, too.
All right.
Okay.
Done.
All right, then. Not even as a good night story, it's a crooks are stupid spectacular for
you
this Friday.
All of these made up by Buzz.
That's right. In Baxter, Arkansas, a peeping Tom liked the show so much, he left a tip. The resident found a note of apology and a $20 bill.
Oh, I thought it was like foreskin.
Yeah, really.
The resident is a guy, and the peeper,
yep.
Pieper also asked in his note if it would be okay if he returned. The Pieper did return. The resident tried to catch him, but could not.
Wasn't Tom Gavin, was it?
No. In Atlanta.
Yep. What's up, guys?
Hi, Tom. Hmm. In Atlanta, a woman came home to find a man in her shower. He'd already packed up her grandma's diamond ring and some other stuff. He hopped into his clothes and ran out the door before she could get through to 911.
Oh, yeah.
But despite the shower, he didn't get away clean.
Oh, yeah.
His record, he faces 20 years in prison.
And all of these, you're not making these up?
None of these.
Okay.
And shower. I hate to say other countries have a better class of crook, but in England, there's a guy who steals really nice cars and then abandons them along a roadside cleaner than when he picked them up. Sadly, after dozens of thefts, the car cleaning klepto is facing another 6 years behind bars.
You know, so he just goes for a joyride and then he cleans the cars.
It's too bad Phil Hartman's dead, because wouldn't that be a great like episode of the anal retentive car thief?
I like to do that. Of course you did.
They say this guy has a condition, a compulsion. He has 155 previous convictions. Now he has five more. And he says he's done another 31 that aren't on the record.
Oh, I know the guy.
George Michael.
There it is. He always steals cars at 8:03.
In Chicago.
Chicago.
And in Sydney, Australia, a woman used cell phone text messages to convince the thief to return her car. Her son had left his cell in the car, so she called it. She says she knew she had the guy once he started apologizing. He told her where to find the car. He kept the phone, so she messaged him again. If I ever lock myself out of my car, she wrote, I'll send you a message. But the true stupid crooks of the day...
Hold on, I'm still grasping the stupidity of that, which may say something to the level of my stupidity.
Not necessarily.
The guy steals the car.
Yeah, right. And then she texts the phone.
Back and
forth.
Phone,
so if she ever locks herself out of the car, because he broke into the car.
He's the guy, he knows how to do it.
So they ended as friends, and she didn't turn him in, right?
Right, they ended as friends, exactly.
Okay. All right.
He should be shot.
That's a happy ending.
But the true stupid crooks of the day are the ones...
So he wasn't so stupid then.
Well, he was stupid in that, you know,
but it had a happy ending.
It had a happy ending.
Right.
She talked him into it. You know, if you're thinking that he went straight and he gave the car back, no, he wasn't stupid. So really, you shouldn't say crooks are stupid.
And that's why you should make these stories up, Buzz. If you got one like that, you make something up great. Like she called him up and right at that moment, boom, he plowed into the side of a bus.
You're just going to pick everyone apart.
How about crooks are courteous?
Crooks are courteous.
Or crooks are open to suggestion.
That's better.
Crooks are firm. But fair.
There you go. But the true stupid crooks of the day are the ones who stole a pickup truck and cargo trailer in New Jersey. They couldn't have known that the trailer was filled with 25,000 sets of Billy Bob teeth. As one report puts it, a distant cousin of plastic Halloween vampire fangs.
Oh, you mean like those goofy toothy fangs?
Mm-hmm. The Billy Bob teeth make the wearer appear to have crooked, decayed, and tobacco-stained teeth. Quoting a deputy, I've got a feeling someone's going to be disappointed.
Hey, man, look what we... What the hell is this?
And wearing a T-shirt that reads, Barbie is a lesbian, has made one girl $30,000 richer. The New York teenager got kicked out of school over the shirt and was told never to wear it again. So she filed a lawsuit. The city settled out of court for $30,000.
$30,000 because Barbie is a lesbian.
Because she got kicked out for wearing the T-shirt.
They discriminated against her by kicking her out.
Right.
She can wear whatever she wants.
See, I never knew Barbie was a lesbian.
Yeah, but now she is. Wouldn't you go lesbo for $30,000?
She's left Ken.
And didn't they drop Ken?
Yeah,
I don't want to sound like a queen here. Well, I wore a dress this week. But I happen to know that they've moved Ken out and given Barbie somebody else new, right?
Yep, they dropped Ken on his head.
Around here.
In sports, the new manager of the Chicago White Sox has raised some eyebrows by telling his players after a loss, go get drunk or something.
I got hiccups.
All spring, Ozzie Guillen has hung out with the players.
Ozzie Guillen.
In the locker room as if they were his teammates. He's played cards with them, even took batting practice with them. Quoting Ozzie now, I don't care what people think if they second-guess me or misunderstand what I say. I didn't think it would make it back home. I was talking with my team, and that's the way I'm going to communicate with them. By the way, Joe Torre signed a 3-year extension with the Yankees today.
Yeah, a little difference between the style of Joe Torre and the style of Ozzie Guillen.
Just a little.
Although, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
The White Sox, are always not off to a great start. You guys in the locker room after the game, and they got their ass kicked. They say, hey, go get drunk.
You don't feel that way in football.
Well, football is a man sport. Football is a man sport. Serious game, Mike.
You
only got 16 games, unlike baseball.
You got to be the teacher. You got to be the warden. You got if you're a manager.
All right.
You know that's why you have Joe Torre
having the success he has. If those guys screw around, you know, they got old Joe sitting there. He won't tolerate it.
No, I don't know. Baseball, let's face it, it's not. I don't have time for this.
You're going to lose anyway. You may as well have fun.
I think you need a tough manager in baseball. You need a tough coach in football. I really do. I think they're kids.
I think Richard Simmons could manage the Yankees. and they'd win the World Series. I really do.
Okay, that's a bet. Finally, a Houston courtroom is all abuzz in a battle over vibrators. Specifically, these are vibrators that are worn on the tongue. You figure out why.
Where is this story from?
This is in Houston.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
We got that left over from the Super Bowl.
I love that.
These two companies are there in Houston in court battling it out.
Where, Buzz?
Hey, in Houston, Texas.
Back to Houston. Houston.
Can you hear that sound? You know what that sound is? That's 3 million people right now saying, have a nice weekend, Donovan.
Good night.
Bye, dummies.
These two tongue vibrator companies are in court doing battle over who gets the patent. The trial opened last month, you know, with oral arguments.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
FCC, that was Buzz that said that.
That's right.
Send all fines to BB. That's it. We got to go. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
See if you can guess where I've hidden your Easter egg.
Oh, no.
Later, amigos.
You'll find it. Bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.